recognize Kojak. I slap the five master killer, crack the tiny form. A bite, break bread, huddle around. Guzzle
at, I gotta I'm jump in, he'll just keep going. Hey, Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
Who?
Tim Miller.
We had three guys on. Told you he'd be with us on Thursday. We told you we'd be three men strong. We told you.
This is my favorite Action Bronson song.
Is it?
Yeah.
This the one? This the one that made you love Action Bronson.
I mean, he used the N-word. I don't like that. You know, I don't think he should do that.
Does he use the N-word?
I don't think so.
In his song?
I don't think so. I think he's respectful of that.
So, what's up, people? Happy Thursday. I want to thank anybody who came and saw me at Dave Siegel. I posted on my Facebook. I didn't talk about it too much on Saturday, but at Dave Siegel's recording at the Improv, we had a great time. I want to thank anybody who came to that. It was nice. What's happening, everybody? Y'all good? Everybody good? Tim? You good?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I have a... I'm at the Hyatt in Bethesda next week. Other than that, I'm good, man. Working, getting this business going. Opening up this website soon. Not a comedy website, a business website. But other than that, man, I'm doing well.
It's going to be a website for people who want to cheat on their spouses.
Yeah, of course.
There's a need for that.
There's a need for that now. The other one got taken over.
Hacked.
What does that mean when they hack it? What does that mean? Do they
get all the information?
They just get the information?
All the login information. I mean, they can probably do more things.
Maybe, is there billing?
They could probably get credit card information. Yeah.
Get as much as
people.
Man,
what do they pay? What do people pay for? Oh, to match you, you have
it's
to pay.
It's a cheater site.
It's a cheat. Why not just go to a club and find some hoes? Why are you going on a
the
website?
Same reason that people go on websites to meet new bros. They're too scared to do it that way,
huh?
Furthermore, if you're cheating, you can cheat. You don't have to be on the club. People can see you. You can set the shit up and just meet at the hotel.
Yeah, I guess. Huh?
I don't know how you cover the billing, but I'm sure there's a way.
Yeah, what's
you
the
hide,
billing?
You can hide the billing.
I'm I sure think, yeah.
If you bang, you pay, or do you have to?
I'm sure there's a
well,
way.
Well, there's, yeah. You can,
an affair is
probably
what?
Keep it discreet.
That's a monthly.
I would assume they keep it discreet.
Huh. You can open up maybe like a PayPal thing where you deposit money into it and your spouse doesn't know, and they just take money out of that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I would assume, you know?
Jesus.
I'm about to buy a shirt. An uppity shirt from, speaking of PayPal.
Is that what it's called?
One of our fans of the podcast. Let me get this right. I posted something. Nia Du Bois.
Oh, God.
N-I-A Du Bois. D-E-BOSE. She has shirts.
Du Bois?
Du Bois. Du Bois. They say uppity on them. She has tank tops.
Yeah.
And t-shirts. I'm fixing to buy one from her for $10. I'm a PayPaler today when we're done here.
Oh.
It says uppity?
Uppity.
Okay.
Get me an uppity. I posted something on here, and she said, this is why I wear my shirt. And I was like, oh, shit, I want one of those. I need one of those in my life. I need me an uppity shirt.
So she's selling it to you?
Uppity. I said, where can I get one? That shirt right. Will it pull? No. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay.
It's uppity?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, so I definitely want that.
You want to turn this air off?
No, unless they leave it on. Right. I'm fucking warm.
You know, Andy's always hot. Still warm. Hey, white right. man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm usually the one that's over.
Oh, Tim, let me tell you. I didn't get a chance to. I talked about my MRI the other day when I was talking to my mother on
You're
the phone.
You're telling me about it, but what's the verdict? Or what's the deal?
I'm fine. But okay. When I was talking to my mother on the phone, you know what she did. Stop. I'm in Walmart. I'm in CVS. Trying to get the Valium prescription. Listen, stop talking for a second. Let me just pray on you for a second. Father God, today, I ask that you keep my son safe in this MR.
Shut up here. You disrespecting the Lord now. Shit.
So you just have to sit there and wait
Let
for
me go
her.
And pray on you now, baby.
Yes, Andy Klein.
I'm still your mama, nigga.
You stand there and you wait for her to pray.
Yeah.
You wait.
Shit. Trying to pray for you now, boy.
Stop, man, so I can pray. So she prayed while I was standing in CVS looking at the little Indian
How long
girl.
Does that prayer last? Is it like 30 seconds?
I know you're doing stuff.
Not too bad. It was about 45 to a minute.
Okay, so yeah. She's in and out.
Not too bad. She knows I'm in the store. I'm dorm
they
working.
I know you're doing stuff. Yeah. When you get older, they cut it down a little bit. But when I was younger and in the Army, it was...
Yeah, Amy Long, probably.
Good Lord.
Lord, keep him safe. Lord let
watch
him,
over him.
Let his sergeant, guide his sergeant's hand, God Lord, when he sends Tim out on it. Yeah, I can
God
see all
his,
that.
God his weapon, Lord.
I can see all that happening.
Mama, I'm going to the field. I'm not going
Lord,
to Iraq.
Lord, let the truck work safely, Lord.
Lord Jesus, let the Humvees start up. Let the lights.
Let there not be a problem if they use live ammunition, Lord.
Let these white boys not kill my son.
Lord today, let him not have a problem with eating the food, Lord. Let the food agree with his stomach, Lord.
Y'all gonna stop coming in this kitchen now. Y'all gonna stop coming in this kitchen.
Lord, today don't let him have the dysentery, Lord. I don't know if that still happens, but if it does, Lord,
it's
don't allow that.
Yeah.
Lord, let this. It can be general.
They
and
could,
then
yeah,
can
make it a blanket thing,
specific.
Like because
no,
what if you forget the dysentery? What if you get the live ammunition part?
Because then next time she'll be like, and then you'd be like, damn, hey, everything was fine, Mom, but I got the dysentery. Jesus, I should have prayed on the dysentery.
Oh, so she added to the list.
That's none but the devil there. Yeah.
I should have prayed on the dysentery.
And just make it a blanket thing. Just say, you know, all and any other maladies.
If this boy meets some hoes out there, Lord, let this boy use some condoms, because these hoes be out there in the streets.
Let me tell you something.
Did anyone just say et cetera at some point in the prayer?
I'm going to be honest. Mm-mm. It's annoying.
You got to be very
specific.
But
at the same time, feels pretty good.
That's all religion
it's just
is.
Just that your mother's putting the effort out for
That's
you.
That's all religion
it's
is.
Your mama's worried about you. It's That's just, what feels good, that your mama's
faith.
Worried about you. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You Persians don't do none of that shit.
Oh, I don't know. How do you know?
Jesus.
If I called my mother, maybe I would know answer that question.
You know, Allah, please let Andy. She is your is your Muslim or is she Christian?
She's none of the above.
She's none of the above. She atheist too.
I don't know. If she's
You're
an atheist.
Born of an atheist
just,
vagina.
We're just not religious. We never went to church. Yeah. We never had any of that shit. So there was technically a
Andy
Quran
showed me, Andy
in the
showed
house.
Me a video of his. Some old videos that he has. One of your cousins found these all these old videos?
No, my dad took these videos when I was like a year old or less. On Super 8.
First
film.
Of all Ooh. Of Andy's aunts are, imagine any fine Persian woman you've seen in a movie.
In a burqa?
No. Not the burqa'd ones.
No,
I'm talking
no.
like the
this
ones
is the 70s.
Who are like
it was
dancing.
Very, it was very westernized.
Like any movie you've seen, you know. Okay, so that's Andy's aunts. I'm like, why your aunts are cute? His aunt's marrying this dude. I guess they're divorced now.
Yeah.
His aunt was like a strong eight and a half.
Strong
right.
eight.
Pushing nine.
He was a four.
It was her wedding day. She was dressed up.
And she was dancing, and I was like, man, your aunt is cute. This fucking toad she was marrying.
That's my uncle, man.
Was like, he's your ex-uncle now.
Well,
they're divorced.
What I told you is, because I only knew him years later when I had a memory of these things.
Yeah.
That video was the best he ever looked. So
he had dressed up and everything.
Yeah, I never saw him look that good. And Randolph's like, "Who's that dude?" I was like, "What are you talking
about?"
She
was like, "That's the groom." I was like, "What?
Was he smoking?
That's the guy she's marrying?"
Was he smoking a foot long cigarette?
He was like, none of those.
This was in the 70s. He already had a bad comb over.
Wow.
I was like, he was already going bald then?
He had money, though. He was ahead of his time.
First of all, I'll show you. I'll show you his Facebook page, and you can see him present day.
Facebook page.
If you want.
Huh? I don't want to say that. All
right, I'm just saying. Well, you need context. I have context. But yeah. They were happily married for a while.
For a minute.
Had a couple kids.
She had no idea what she could have done, the upgrade she could have had. She had no idea. That was all I was thinking the whole time. I kept on in, and I was like, God, good Lord. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not about the looks, man.
Stop
Sometimes
checking on my mom, Randolph.
So we have emails today, right?
We have three
Bring
emails.
Bring them, what I heard.
We have three emails. We have the first one we'll get to poses a question to us. The other ones are some of our regulars. The email is titled Gay or Nay.
Okay.
Yay. This is kind of long, but it's...
Gay or Nay meaning is something gay or...
We have to determine. We're going to help determine whether this
person
this
is gay.
This person is gay.
All right.
It's kind of long, but I think it's compelling.
They're gay. if you have to ask,
give us. Yeah, generally, gay. If you have to ask.
The person
but,
emailing
okay.
us is a
Not
woman.
That it matters.
It's a woman
She's
named
a woman.
Shay.
It's a woman. Uh-oh.
Okay. Shay.
Is she asking for a dude that she's dating?
Probably. Kinda. Let's hear it.
Kinda. She wants to. Not a dude she's dating. No. It's not like that. But what's up, you guys? Sorry in advance for the long email. Feel free to omit the minor details, but I need your opinions on something. I trust you all, even the sock puppets, as reasonable men who will be able to shed light on this situation. So, my husband works with this guy named Leonard.
Oh, he's gay.
Lenny.
Okay, gay so far.
Named Leonard, who I think...
At this point in the email, he's gay.
Is gay.
Okay.
I have no issues with this, except I'm pretty sure...
Is he trying to fuck your husband?
He's been hitting on my husband, and my husband is too naive about these things to get it.
This usually, is hilarious.
Usually the men are the ones
opposite.
Who are extra careful about this stuff.
Yeah, it's usually the exact opposite.
Also, Leonard has met me several times and takes classes at a martial arts gym we own, and I just think... That's plain rude and disrespectful. If you want to be friends with my husband, that's fine. But as I would expect with a woman, there are boundaries.
Okay.
My husband at first thought I was rushing to judgment, but is now seeing the light. There are some things that have happened.
She's got to get her rant out first. Yeah. She's getting to it.
She was just prepping us.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The first thing that was odd to me... Is that he faced... Does anyone want to stop and pray for Leonard first?
Father God today.
Leonard, please.
Father God in heaven, please, Lord.
Look, God got his anus.
If Leonard is gay, Lord, we know you made him that way.
Just a condom.
Just make him stop chasing after her wife, her husband,
her
Lord.
Her husband, Lord. It's some more good men's out there, Lord.
I didn't hear the word abomination.
We're her progressive pastors.
Leonard's parents. Yeah. We're Leonard's. Care for Leonard.
Here's the first thing that was odd to me is that he FaceTimes my husband at work.
Oh. Wait a minute. They work together and he FaceTimes him?
Oh my. Yeah.
I confronted him about it at work at a work function in a joking manner.
No.
And another one of their coworkers told me that because they work in a plant, they sometimes video chat to show each other different issues with equipment. So I shrugged it off. That's plausible.
Okay, well, that's plausible.
That's rather...
Typically, dudes will text or call, FaceTiming.
I mean, if I have to show you something and I can FaceTime, okay. I mean, is the other coworker gay? We don't know this.
No, but I think we would have known.
Is the other coworker covering?
But, you know, like...
Nah. She probably would have said.
FaceTime was not designed for two heterosexual men to chat. Like, on the commercials, it's fathers and daughters.
Yeah.
It's a couple who's dating. Nowhere in the commercials, like, just two dudes. Like, hey, what's up, man? What are you up to?
What you doing, man?
Yeah, what you doing?
I just needed to see your face.
Yeah.
In a heterosexual way.
that's not what it was
But
made
if I'm
for.
Showing you
I'm
something.
I'm not naked right now.
If I'm like, hey, man, look at this, and I'm showing it to you, I can see that. That does make sense.
Or just, so. I would just say, send me a picture.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's maybe evidence, but... So far, there's some plausible.
I just wanted to show you this work thing, and I just had to see your beautiful eyes. What? Did I say that out loud?
Could you hold that camera up to your eyes?
Father God today, please.
Are you playing Frank Ocean in the background?
Oh, do you not think that far? Frank Ocean. George Michael. Elton John. Queen. Judas Priest.
Is that Queen in the background?
Is that Judas Priest? You got another thing coming. Yeah, I bet you do.
Next, he sent my husband a selfie.
Oh, he's good.
Of what, though?
My husband had texted him asking what he was doing to see if they could discuss a project. They work in different plants most days. And he sent a selfie of himself sitting at a desk. Strange to me.
That's not what you do. You text back saying...
I'm not doing anything right now.
I'm sitting at my desk. Give me a call. We can talk.
Or you don't say anything.
Yeah. You don't
which
say anything.
I usually...
You just call.
You just call him back and say, what do you got?
None.
So you're at work. You get a text saying, "What are you doing? I got to discuss something with you," and you reply with a selfie of yourself at your desk.
No, that would never happen.
No, that's
I just wouldn't think to do that.
Well, first of all, why is her husband showing her all of this stuff?
Maybe he didn't.
I think he's probably more suspicious than he's telling her.
Yeah.
Huh.
She acts like she said he's just beginning to see the light. I think her gaydar went off way before his.
Huh. Okay.
Okay,
well, what's
so
next?
Next. One day, Leonard invited my husband to his house
Whoa.
For what he called a, quote, weekend happy hour.
Wait a minute.
That's not a thing. Those don't exist.
God,
wait a minute.
That's not a thing.
Well, who else did he invite?
He then made a comment about how he lives kind of far and asked if my husband would be willing...
Would like to stay the night.
No, would be willing to drive out there. My husband said sure, but asked who else was coming. Leonard responded... That he was inviting another one of their friends, Ty, who is a married woman but does not like Leonard enough to hang out with him outside of work.
Huh.
My husband suggested they go to a sports bar for a drink instead, and Leonard said that he has another house that's closer to where we live and that they could meet at.
That's the fuck house.
Why wouldn't he start with that?
That's the dick that's house.
Once
yeah.
again,
the fuck house.
He didn't mention anyone else coming.
A lot of mattresses on the floor.
He didn't
A lot of queen playing.
A
lot of queen. Queens. All the queens.
A lot of air freshener, little air freshener things around.
A lot of incense at that second house, huh?
A pantry full of lube.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Once again, he didn't mention anyone else coming. This is for the closer house. I was giving him the ultimate side eye by this point.
Leonard.
The stop final right, straw.
Stop right there.
Now, I don't know if he actually went to this.
Stop right there. Before that, I've set up a guy's lunch for all of us.
Yeah, we did that
a
last
guy's
year.
Lunch was like 10 of us.
We should do that again.
We are going to do that again.
All right.
It was like 10 of us.
And it was football.
On a Sunday.
And it was a family type place that we went to.
Right. We met at a spot and ate lunch.
And
10
ate lunch.
Dudes
right.
ate lunch together.
Yeah.
Not 10 dudes and in a fuck ball.
Only about
in
like,
a fuck
right.
house.
Only like four of them had mimosas. Like,
yeah.
The rest of us were just drinking water.
Yeah. And I did have mimosa.
Yeah.
And they weren't that good. Me and Tim had them.
Yeah. Oh, I drank three of them.
They're not that. They were weak.
They were weak. Yeah. I had to keep drinking them.
They're not that good.
But my wife did say, is Randolph gay?
Yeah, I'm
like
sure.
She probably thought.
She asked about that.
Is he gay?
What is set up this lunch with 10 dudes at a public place?
Do it again, and you picked the spot this time.
What
you
didn't
like some place in D.C.
I didn't like what I got.
You know what you got.
Yeah.
I liked what I got quite a bit.
I liked what I got, too. I think the food there is good.
We basically had brunch. 10 dudes having brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Brunch drinking mimosas. Bottomless.
Yeah. Shay continues. The final straw. And, again, we don't know. Did he go to the weekend happy hour? I don't know. But the final straw for my husband was when they were on the phone discussing a project, and Leonard asked him, when did you start wearing sexy beards?
Look at my
okay.
face, Tim.
Okay.
What's my face? Tell him what my face looks like.
That's the
scrunching is
say, man, you are...
Yeah.
You gay?
You know, you're making... You know that it's the face... You ever, like, you're not sure if your milk has gone bad, and so you smell it,
yeah.
and it's sour? That's,
yeah.
It's that face.
Look here, man.
Listen, you're talking to a guy who takes, and I'm a guy who takes great enjoyment and carries a purse and takes great enjoyment in walking by dudes and grabbing their butt. That shit makes me laugh every time.
Right.
Every time. You just have to plan it right.
Leonard said, when did you start wearing the sexy beards?
Leonard is grabbing people's dicks. That's
my husband's response was,
that's fine.
Response was, huh? And Leonard said, hold on, let me go somewhere I can talk, and presumably walked outside the work area and repeated himself.
Yeah, he's
when
gay.
When did you start wearing sexy beards?
He's gay.
Then he quickly got off the phone and texted my husband a picture of my husband from one of his martial arts sites where he was wearing a, is that gi? G-I? Gi?
Gi,
right?
Yeah.
Gi,
so
yeah.
His chest was exposed.
Yeah, that happened.
And okay. He just happened to have a fresh haircut and shave. Then he tells my husband, you should bing yourself sometimes.
Okay, stop right there.
Bing is one letter from bang.
Stop right there.
Okay.
You understand that he texted your husband from a martial arts site. That means he's cyber stalking your husband.
He said you should bing yourself sometime.
Yeah, he's cyber stalking.
Which
your
I'm assuming
husband.
Means he should he
means
should
he,
search for himself on
he
Bing.
He has looked.
That means he's done.
He
she says that.
For pictures
she said that. She said, why are you Googling my husband,
thank
sir?
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, yeah. what's next?
Now, there are also, those are the big ones. There are also smaller things.
Still
like,
gay at this
doesn't
point.
Matter.
Like
he's
him.
Gay. Hold it doesn't.
On. These are the, by the way, these smaller things that I'm about to say, these are huge red flags.
Now, the issue, okay.
There are also smaller things like him having a pink phone case, driving a Volkswagen Beetle, and wearing a pink mouth guard when we train. But
okay.
I don't subscribe to gender roles that much and don't consider that as much a factor as his actions.
And again,
that's
as,
very
a,
gay.
As a
not
man,
that it matters.
As a man who wears pink shirts or pink sweaters, I'm not carrying a pink phone case.
Pink
not,
phone case is another look.
Not doing that.
Not that it matters.
It's not going to happen.
The issue with this.
I may or may not drive a Beetle. Probably not.
Girl's car.
It is a girl's car.
It is kind
car.
Of a girl's car.
Probably. If I got a good deal,
if
I would buy
in,
it.
If I lived in D.C., I would drive it. Because
yeah,
it's
they're little.
Small, yeah.
Yeah, they're little. And but, I get a good deal on it.
Yeah. Actually, I wouldn't drive a Beetle. I would drive a Mini.
I'm not, yeah.
A Mini Coupe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drive a Beetle. So if it's something about a Beetle, it's just like there's a flower in here.
It's a girl car.
Right, there's
yeah.
a flower.
There's a flower in here.
I'm not getting a pink mouthpiece. And I've had many mouthpieces over the years.
What about breast cancer awareness?
They're clear or black.
You don't care about breast cancer?
I mean, during that month, yeah.
Isn't it funny how like 90% of that money doesn't even go to breast cancer?
Right, it goes to marketing.
It goes to marketing breast cancer. That's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a completely different issue. But
Shay says, so just as devil's advocate,
There's no devil's advocate. He's
Leonard has a 10-year-old daughter, so he must have enjoyed the vagina at some point.
Okay, I mean, he enjoyed
that's
it.
Fine. That's
he
fine.
Might not enjoyed have enjoyed it. It.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, where's the wife? Where's Leonard's?
My wife's the aunt woman. Was married to a gay man.
Also, he claims to be quote dating one of the contractors, a woman at
claims
work,
that, huh?
At work, who we have seen him with at the gym.
You just don't know my girlfriend. She don't live around here.
I live around here.
No, he's seen them. He's seen them together at the gym.
You've seen them together. What?
Working out.
You've seen them together.
Training.
Was he doing her hair?
Okay. They're training.
Let's do some devil's advocate
I'm still,
here.
Well, no two advocate. More sentences.
That there is none, but let's
I'm still
try.
Not convinced. What do you
what?
Guys think? If you were going to compliment a man on his beard or haircut, how would you do it?
I've done that. I do it all the time.
Let's, okay.
No one's ever looked at me and said, are you gay?
Okay.
A lot of it you preface it with, I'm not gay or anything, but.
Yeah, let's do devil's advocate. What other reason would he have for Googling him? That's the only one.
Yeah.
There's we've no complimented way. Each other on
all
outfits.
All the time.
Hey, man,
we've
a
sharp shirt.
Dog.
Man, all the time.
Where you get that? Where you get that
you
from?
Know? Oh, shit, look at your fresh cut.
You know, that kind
you
of thing.
You wouldn't say sexy beard, though.
Yeah, we don't talk about each other's
facial
hair.
Here's what you do say about beard. Are you trying to be sexy
What's
for somebody?
On, man?
Look at you,
man.
What
are you looking good for, man?
Trying to sexy it up.
Who you looking
that's
good for, man?
That's what you say.
Sucker for love? What you listening to in the car? Jodeci?
That's what you say.
You listening to Jodeci on the way here?
That what you doing? You was listening to Jodeci when they was cutting you up, though, weren't you? That's what you say.
So there is no other reason to be Googling anybody.
No.
I wouldn't, another guy that's married to another person. No.
FaceTime, the selfie.
FaceTime is questionable. The selfie.
The selfie
is weird.
There's no good reason
for the selfie.
The
selfie is weird.
Unless you're shooting somebody the finger.
Yeah.
A funny selfie.
Yeah.
Right.
It was funny. You know what would have been.
Look at this shit.
You know what would have been funnier and more manly if he like took a picture of his butt and sent that, or took a picture of his dick sent that. That's funny.
The old heterosexual dick pic.
Yeah, old heterosexual dick pic.
Unless that dick,
hey man, I got
unless
some...
that dick is erect, it's not heterosexual anymore.
Hey man, I got something to show you. It's a dick.
Yeah. If it comes in limp, it's heterosexual. But if it comes in erect...
Take a picture of the toilet. Like,
yeah. That's white boy shit.
That's white boy shit.
Picture of the
also,
shit.
Only gay men use Bing. Can we agree on that? Who uses Bing? I don't use Bing.
I don't know.
I Google.
My phone brings Bing up
it depends
for
on,
some reason. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
You got to change that. You got to change the default.
You got to change it to Google. My job does that. My job has changed.
This guy's
Google
gay, dear. This guy's gay. Now, what you need
he
to
might
tell,
be into your husband. He might be. He
tell
might be
your
gay.
Man is.
He might go both ways.
Stop being so naive. He might be.
He might go both. Go both ways, which means he's gay.
Stop being so naive.
Tell your man.
What's going on with him is he gets into relationships with women. He has kids with women.
But he loves your men. Sweet, sweet martial arty husband.
Right.
Yeah. Loves that sweet, sweet ass.
Yeah.
Father God, please allow me to touch that sweet, sweet ass.
A tornado whipped around my room before you came.
Do you think he cares
Excuse
about martial arts?
The mess it made.
He doesn't want to learn martial arts.
Usually
he
doesn't rain.
He's breaking cinder blocks for no reason.
Pink.
Just wants to
pink.
Be around your husband.
I couldn't even fix my
mouthpiece.
Mouth to say, give me the pink mouthpiece. I would just automatically think, well, that must be for women. They make pink gloves for women. That must be for women.
The phone case.
Women don't even buy the pink gloves. They're like, it's some bullshit. Give me the black
gloves. Give me the green ones.
Unless it's Cameron.
The green, is the new color
for
women
Cameron
now.
Was a big, like I said, I wear pink shirts. And I have
the
a
phone case is another level.
I'm not
it's probably got Hello Kitty on it, too.
That is another level.
I carry a man purse. It ain't pink.
No.
It's black leather. Right. That's all that's acceptable.
So we're across the board, we're going gay. We're going gay.
He's clearly at least bi.
Is gay for your purposes.
Right.
Gay.
And he wants your husband.
He wants your husband bad.
He likes flirting with your
bi and gay are two different things. But yeah, to answer your question, which is, should I be worried about my man being taken? That is the question. Is yes. The answer is yes.
I'm assuming your husband can fight.
Well, your husband's not gonna.
Maybe he doesn't need to.
He's not gonna be attacked.
I don't think he needs
this.
To fight him. I don't think he needs to. He's not
don't
gonna
get drunk around him.
Yeah.
Don't go to his happy. His weekend
don't
happy
drink.
Hour.
Yeah. Don't drink shit he offers you. I mean, you gotta think like that, man.
You need to play that.
Come to my house that's far away.
Yeah. You need to play that second, that verse from, that verse from Aquemini. Friday night, boy. Wait a minute. What was the verse? It was Andre 3000.
Yeah. I know the one you're talking
about. You know what I'm talking about?
You see when Aquemini.
Yeah. What is the verse?
You know who knows? It's probably Chris Gray and Dominique out of Atlanta.
grab her by her neck, throw her on the wall, say, bitch, don't ever disrespect me, never, not at all. These simple words can put a pause of that. Okay, we got two more, right, emails?
We have two more emails. We got...
The guy's gay and he's trying to get you. He's trying to get your husband.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Decide what he needs to decide.
I mean, he going for his.
He's trying to get your husband.
Yeah, he got two houses.
Your husband knows this. He's not stupid.
And let's be honest, he might like the attention.
I don't know him.
He might like it.
All attention is good attention.
Yeah.
Sometimes that helps. Maybe you need to step your game up.
Well, he is telling Shay about all this.
I'm kidding.
First of all, we don't know if he's told her everything.
But why wouldn't he tell her everything?
I don't know. I mean, he might have left out some shit.
Like, oh, because he don't want to hear her mouth about it.
It's possible. Or maybe there's some things where he sort of flirted back, because sometimes straight dudes will flirt with gay dudes because it's not like, it's just like funny.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe he's not telling her all the texts that he has sent or maybe. The selfies that he has sent to Leonard.
I've done it.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Monique said, this is about episode 485. Greetings and salutations, my and my Persian. you know, the N-word with the A at the end and an S.
Doesn't matter.
Backwards is sagging. I could say sagging.
Okay.
Yeah.
My pants are sagging.
And my Persian.
Hair.
You all talk about everything in my wheelhouse, fried chicken and being a BBW with no ass.
Oh, no.
That girl could rhyme, man. Did you send Rod the
Yeah. I think. Well, the other day,
that
Thursday.
That girl could rhyme.
Here's a tip for Tim if he's still there. If not, hey, Heywood or the next sock puppet in line. No, Tim is here.
I'm Hurl.
Here's a tip for Tim.
I'm Hurl.
Rinse your chicken. Season it. Dip each piece.
Okay, so we are, go back. So we are going with rinse the chicken.
Yeah, well, she's got a whole thing. This is like a one.
Oh, but
sentence.
I do rinse. You want to get it wet before you dip it.
Well, she's got basically the whole recipe in one sentence.
Well, wait a minute. Dip it in what? Okay, let her go.
Rinse your chicken.
Okay.
Season it.
Okay.
Right.
Got
this,
it.
So far, this is what I did at Popeyes.
Got that.
Dip each piece in an egg milk bath.
Yeah.
Right.
I've done that. Yeah.
Right.
I've heard of
for
that.
For how long?
You just coat it.
Yeah.
Coat it. Okay. Well, when is the
then dredge it in flour?
Okay.
Okay.
Then fry it.
Okay. Well, what?
Okay. So you don't use. You didn't mention breadcrumbs at all. So I'm assuming that you don't use breadcrumbs.
The batter. The egg milk bath is the batter with the flour basically forms the coating.
Some people use like a combo of breadcrumbs, breadcrumbs batter. That's what I use. Breadcrumbs flour.
Right,
But she's using the egg and the milk.
I believe when I worked at Popeyes, they had a batter, then flour. I think I might have battered it twice, but it was batter then flour, then maybe batter again, then flour, or maybe it was flour batter flour. But there was something that was done twice, and then they fry it. But the nuggets were just battered once. I remember that they had a different batter. But yeah, the batter goes before the flour, and I think they might have battered it twice. But the batter can be anything. It could be the egg milk thing. It could have flavor to it. It could have seasoning in it too.
What about there's no overnight soaking of any kind?
That's like next level.
Well, I mean, if you season it before the batter,
mm-hmm.
you can season it and then put it in the fridge overnight, and then mm-hmm. the next day is when you actually batter it and fry it.
Right.
Batter flour.
Season it kind of locks down into the meat a little bit more.
Yeah, that's how Popeyes did it.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
You
season that's what
it.
I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. That's
what I would and then Monique I'm, says.
But I was talking about just cooking some chicken in 20 minutes when you're coming home from work trying to get some dinner on the table.
Right.
Right.
What you're talking about is a Sunday meal.
I'm talking about
you get it set
a
from
dinner
Saturday night
for
waiting for Sunday.
Yeah, I'm talking
or
about.
Or if you know you got it, let's say you got a Friday night dinner date.
Yeah, a date, yeah.
Get that shit done going on Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be in there all day Friday.
All day Friday, and then come back home and get it, you know,
yeah, get it pop
throw it together.
On mm-hmm. pop. Which, by the way, I need to ask Philippe. Philippe was doing a dinner date with a young lady.
Oh, was he?
I think I saw this young lady.
For her. We were talking about it. I talked to him about that. I was like, oh, that's perfect, man.
But Monique.
Y'all get in that kitchen together, get your shoes off, get in that kitchen together and cook together.
Some people
off.
Go crazy
that's,
in the kitchen.
That's perfect, man.
Some people lose their mind.
You get
in
a
the
bottle
kitchen.
Of wine out.
Yeah.
Y'all are both drinking some wine in the kitchen.
Some people lose their mind
that's
in
perfect,
the kitchen.
Perfect, man. That's perfect.
Okay, can you not slice the tomatoes that way, please?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what you have to do as a man.
Okay, well, look.
You got to fall back and be like, oh, okay, that's...
Just let me do it. Let me do it.
I mean, you know, I'm just gonna watch you.
You got to fall back, yeah.
I like how you cut
him. You got to fall back and sexy it up.
Well, just let me cut him then.
Okay, you go go ahead.
That's how you say how crazy they are.
Yeah, you go ahead. And,
all right, you go ahead and cut. You go ahead and cut. I'll cut the onions. Don't cut the onions. I cut the onions. Okay, I always cut the onions. Okay.
I'll fall back. Cool. You do it.
So good, babe.
You fall back and do it. I really like the dress you put
tell
on
tell you
tonight.
What I'm going to do. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pour us another glass of wine.
Yeah, I really like the dress you put on tonight.
And I'm going to get Uber to come bring... To come get your crazy ass out of here.
I'm gonna call Leonard.
And I'm gonna order pizza. Because you're acting stupid. Over some goddamn
onions. What else she said about chicken?
Monique, about that's all she said. That shit right there is awesome. So, and then Monique says, had no idea who the hell Mia Khalifa and Alexis Texas were because my interest in porn skews to big booty black girls, but.
Oh, we got those.
But meh, they don't push the button for me. Tim's moment calling Mia Khalifa a piece of shit was equal parts ignorance and greatness. Here. Is a great piece of coonery by Lil Wayne for This Week in Bad Music.
One of her exes, by the way.
N-Word with Money, which is the name of the song. Mm. I don't know his music. We'll pull it up later. That's some of my favorite kind of rap with the foulest language made specifically for the turn-up. Like Tim said, not all of us are trying to learn shit all the time. Excellent show as usual. Monique.
Thank you, Ms.
Chris
Monique.
Chris Lambert sent us an article about Mia Khalifa that she's kind of maybe a media hype creation.
Maybe a thought.
She's done like 12 movies, and then she became the top search person on Pornhub, which seems to be like something that isn't
she's
true.
She's really.
It's just marketing shit.
Not very good.
Right.
She's not very good at all.
It's
she
all.
Can't throw it.
She's a paper champion.
Yeah.
A paper tiger.
I mean, if you put her up against Cherokee, let's say Cherokee, she was talking about black ass. You put her up against Cherokee Diaz.
Cherokee's
not even
she's a vet.
Diaz. Yeah, it's not even a question.
But she's a vet.
You know who the beast of all beasts is?
You got to put her up against America.
What's the black chick?
Beauty? Beauty Dior?
Jada Fire.
Okay, I don't like Jada Fire
Jada
at all.
Jada Fire is a scary beast. She is scary.
I don't like her at all.
You don't like Jada Fire?
Not
what's,
at
what,
all.
What, scared, what don't you like about her?
Just don't like how she looks. She's a porn star. I'm supposed to be into her.
I can see that.
I'm not.
I think she's like dirty sexy.
I like how Mia Khalifa looks. She's just not good at porn yet.
She doesn't really do porn.
She doesn't do anything.
She's done a couple scenes.
She gets
and
just
then
lays
she's
there and gets in it. There and gets yeah. She has.
Have you seen Jasmine Cashmere throwing it?
Jasmine Cashmere is a fucking monster.
Exactly.
She is a monster.
Exactly.
Right.
Speaking of women of color, dear, yeah. Jasmine Cashmere. Right.
Jasmine Cashmere is
monster.
I'm trying to think of one who's... see, a lot of the younger ones
Italia
have
Blue.
Good, have
she's,
good
she's
bodies.
A little bit of a monster.
Have really good... Samantha Fox.
Sexy Samantha the Human Panther.
She has a very good body. She's a young one, though. She has a good body. She's not that good.
There's this other white girl called... Paige Turner, she's an English chick.
Paige Turner is good.
She into reading.
She's a beast.
She read a lot.
She's a beast.
Paige Turner.
Yeah,
Paige Turner.
She's a white chick with a black girl's body.
She has a black girl's body.
Yeah, she's a beast.
I like that.
Angela White. She's Australian.
Australian beast.
Very
now.
Very.
Put on some weight and is now fucking brothers.
Is she really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I love that a couple weeks ago, an article in the New York Times talked about Serena's body and sort of. Had that sort of black woman as a beast sort of angle and caught a lot of flack.
She's an animal.
But when it's porn stars, it's like monster, well, beast.
No, well, they are.
Right.
She is a monster.
She is a monster.
She's a monster.
What's the last one?
This one is from Jen. The podcast is such a joy to listen to. Truly, I'm obsessed with the Fat Girl song. I found
so
the video, Bricky for President. I found the video and currently following her on Instagram.
You got to.
The other song was great too. Can't remember, but it was either Randolph or Tim who said, some people don't work. They rob people for a living. They need a soundtrack too, Ninja. She changed it to Ninja just for me.
There you go.
Can't wait to hear what y'all got to say about the White People documentary. I still haven't watched it. I DVR'd it.
I have not watched it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I forgot
I have
about
not
it.
Watched it.
So I got to catch it on YouTube this week. I'm going to catch it this week. Maybe
the
we'll
ignorance,
talk next
week. The ignorance of it. Black Twitter was on high fleek. Everybody was tweeting.
Right. Well, my whole life is a white person documentary.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to watch
that.
Yeah, you don't watch that shit.
You're the dude. Like, there was a white guy in there. He had a beard.
One.
And because they had
they
like,
sought out people who were going to say crazy shit.
Well, no. Yeah. I don't know. I do know that they had like groups of people together and they were talking. It was like in every group, there was at least four white guys who would be like, just basically like, yeah, you don't think about privilege because you're the default. Shit don't. Basically, every group had an Andy Klein.
They're like, cut
basically
cut that guy's mic.
You know, and then there was the girl who was like, yeah, I'm been going to college and I graduated with like a 3.7 grade point average, and I thought I could get some scholarships. I can't get any scholarships because all the scholarships go to minorities. And then her mother was like, yeah, it's like reverse discrimination, which immediately I fire off a text. I'm like, and reverse discrimination just reared its head. Here it is.
Right.
It's reverse discrimination. And then he went to the people who track scholarships and who give out scholarships. They're like, that's not true. It was like white people still get way more scholarships
but
than
not
people
as
of
many
color in the long run.
Not as many. You like, took away a few.
He was like, that's not true.
You took a you.
Here's
took
what
away
it is.
Few.
Here's what it is that more people are applying for scholarships. So scholarships aren't just going to fall in your lap anymore like they used to. You have to go seek them out. It used to be the scholarship, if right. you were smart, a scholarship just plopped on you, and that was it. If you're an academic, if you're an athlete, that's how it goes. A scholarship just falls in your lap. But
well, yeah,
if you're
that's different.
An academic, then you have to now you have to seek out the scholarship. And a lot of these white folks were like, well, why do I have to go look for the scholarship?
Hey, man, we didn't land on scholarships. Yeah. Scholarships landed on us.
The scholarships are being taken for us by these people of color. Like, no, not really. The scholarships are being taken from you by other white people who are going and getting the scholarships.
And there's
that's
also, because there's
you
this
fucking idiot.
Because this notion that everybody is entitled to a college education, more people are going to college now than ever before. So there's more competition in general
yeah,
for
to
scholarships.
Get into cost, to get into and then there's a thing of, I have to go to James Madison. I have to. You don't have the grades for it. No, but I have to. You don't have the grades for it. I have to. You don't have the grades for it. But you're going to let that black person in. Well, that black person has better grades than you. No, they don't.
That's impossible.
It's affirmative action.
That's impossible.
Go to a state school. I can't.
I don't know any. What's I don't have. I have no
yeah,
idea
we watch
what
it.
This is
it's
about.
Hilarious.
We have to watch it.
Yeah.
We have to talk
it's
about it next
so
week.
It's so hilarious to watch it. It's so hilarious.
Jen says, "Didn't you say that Haywood would be coming back for another epic storytelling saga?" Actually, that's Elton.
Elton.
LOL. If so, I'm looking forward to that. Elton has a. I don't know if it's as good as the previous story, but it involves
but
the same girl.
Same girl.
It's just more
the shit girl.
He just hung out with her again. We're just going to tear him apart for that. Thanks for the bonus episode, which was last Friday, the specific ignorance. Sounds like it was a blast. The good times. The good times topic threw the audience off. They really didn't know what to ask. LOL. I know y'all said that you wanted to have fun and you could have actually won, but didn't for the sake of comedy.
Yeah,
and probably so the audience could get their drink on. But did y'all legit not know any of the dating answers, or was it strictly for the show? Love the podcast and make sure to listen every week.
Here's
much
the thing,
love, Jen.
The dating answers.
The dating questions were difficult.
They fucked us off.
Two decimal places?
Yeah. The
yeah, who would know?
Fucked us off.
Yeah.
But like the hip, we know.
It's very vague.
We
the
also,
dating.
We got to pick topics before right. going in. So what we could have done was I could have picked boxing.
We could
have
picked.
Andy could have picked Pearl Jam, and yeah. Tim could have picked photography, and that's it. We win.
Yeah,
that's right. Not a question.
But that's not a fun show.
We thought Good Times would be a funnier, but they actually, since the crowd didn't, that yeah. wound up Good Times being wound up being that way.
That,
like
yeah.
it was just all layups.
Yeah,
for us.
It was layups.
Yeah. yeah,
it was nothing for me.
The dating
the fun
one though,
question from that was. The JJ's girlfriends,
right.
that was the fun question, and the one about Bubba Smith that I had no idea because that was not so much about Good Times as it was
Bubba
about
Smith.
Bubba Smith.
Yeah, it wasn't really. Yeah, it's kind of like the late 70s hip hop question that threw us at the end, which
yeah,
was not about late 80s hip hop.
It wasn't late 80s hip hop. It was late 70s hip hop.
Yeah, so
yeah,
they cheated.
Yeah,
right.
Cheat
we should
bit,
do it. We should do
yeah.
it again soon.
Well, I texted Milner saying that I thought it came off real good. He was like, oh, we're definitely going to have y'all back on again. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Well, the thing with that show is that it's three comics.
We kept
yeah.
it going the
and
whole time.
Usually it's three comics. He just picks three random comics.
Yeah.
We have a chemistry because we did
yes.
this podcast. So it was
yeah.
more, it was better, probably.
Yeah, it was much better.
And you can just pick three comics who are close friends and they have chemistry. If you just pick three random people, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
You had to yeah. shut us up.
Yeah. yeah. You also
in other words.
You also got to tell them, don't try so hard to win. Just have a good time with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, have fun.
Have a good
that's
time.
That's why he changed the rules on the fly in the last question. They got
yeah.
4 points
yeah.
instead
yeah.
of three.
Yeah. yeah. It we was, wanted them to win.
It was like, Juice Crew, name three. All right, here's three. Then five. Shit.
Shit.
All right
well.
yeah.
You know, so some of that is just it's just for fun.
Do
it's,
you know five? Because I can just say names.
Well, I do now.
Armadillo Bandit, you know.
he was on Wikipedia. He knew the Juice Crew.
Yeah.
So that's
no clue.
That's all
it
the
was fun, though. We had a good time.
That's all the emails. Three guys on at Gmail if you guys want to send us some emails. I know Gregorio was going to send us something
about chicken.
Chicken.
He said
he's trying to raise
the
a daughter.
Email was the
he's a busy man.
Our chip fried chicken discussion was on fleek. So I assume we did fine by him, and he is a chef.
He's
so.
A chef. Yeah. Yeah. So, but he's trying to raise a daughter, so maybe he can't send us an email right now.
Yeah,
I gotta get some.
I'm frying
some okra recipes.
I don't fuck with okra, man. I don't like the slime.
You don't like okra?
You gotta get the slime off.
See, that's what people don't. People don't like okra for that, for the texture, for
the
slimy.
I don't fuck with it.
No, I don't like the. I don't like the slime being cooked out.
I don't fuck with slavey food. But we were just talking about that. We were talking about that on Monday's podcast. But did we talk about it on the podcast, or were we just talking about
it? Okra slavey?
It's in between. It was after
talking about in between. I don't like fucking with slavey food, man.
Okra slavey food.
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to look
what
that up.
What white person do you know that's eaten food that has slime?
A lot of people eat okra.
Do you know why?
They were white slaves.
Do you know why they're eating it now?
Because they like it.
Because black people made it taste good, and they were like, oh, shit.
Are you saying there weren't white slaves? Because there were white slaves.
There were white slaves.
There were Irish indentured servants.
There were.
I don't think okra falls in the slave food category.
It's slavey, man. I
know, like, pig feet and all that shit does.
So slavey.
Good Lord.
I don't like slavey food, man.
But okra, though? Greens?
Greens is slavey.
Greens is slavey.
It's just we made it good.
We made it good, but I don't think okra goes into slavey.
If you walk by a green cooking, you'd be like, what the fuck is I eating that shit?
All right,
and you walk right by it.
We'll do a poll right now. Okra, slavey, or...
I don't fuck with it.
Okay, well, I'll say it like this. I've never been to a family thing, and then there's a very small group, the older black people, eating okra. Everybody there was eating the okra.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a small group eating chitlins.
Fried okra became a thing, too.
There was a very, very small group.
You batter it.
My grandmother said, this ain't for you. This is for us. It's like, what's this little bowl of greasy with hot sauce on? That's not for you.
That's for us.
That's the older people eating the chitlins.
Green beans with hunks of mystery meat in it. Big, big fat green beans, too. Like, wide. Like cut
and
like,
is the meat like a color like that meat doesn't come in?
And like the meat is like
blue.
Is it burgundy?
The neck of something.
Is this meat? Yeah. It's
the
burgundy.
Neck of something. You like to season the
or
green beans.
Or it's bacon. Ham hocks.
Ham hock.
Ham hocks.
It'd be a ham hock in there.
The geographical origin of okra is disputed with supporters of West African, Ethiopian, and South Asian origins. So it's from Africa, maybe. Maybe possibly.
I mean, you know,
Well, they sold slaves. They sold slaves. Africans sold slaves.
Yeah. We know white men. sweet potatoes is very, like, that's an African thing.
That's pretty slavey, too.
Yams. Sweet potatoes. The yams. That's what we used to call princesses' legs. Look at these little yams.
Yams.
Look at these little yams.
The bean eats a lot of yams. She eats a lot of sweet potatoes.
My little one. You call her bean?
I call her the bean.
The bean?
Yep.
Somebody just sent us
Frijolito.
Kurt Cobain's daughter's middle name
is Bean. Somebody just sent us
really?
A bad
she
music.
Looked like a bean in the, I guess, like an ultrasound.
In
picture.
The ultrasound. Everybody's kid looks like a bean.
Like a bean.
In the ultrasound.
Well, but who thinks to name it Bean? Francis Bean Cobain.
Damon Ray York just sent us a bad music. Attila, About That Life.
This is on Facebook?
Yeah, he just sent it to me. Okay. Randolph
Hold
Terrence,
on.
Another offering for bad music. And these guys are pretty popular with the younger set. Attila, Attila.
And that's
about
good. That'll lead us right
that'll
into.
That'll lead us right into talking about Action Bronson.
The other stuff. Yeah, yeah.
About That Life?
Okay. Our opening song.
Apparently
and
this is.
Another artist.
Mind you,
that
Damon
sounds
is a,
like
Damon is a musician. By the way,
I'll let
speaking
y'all talk.
Of
I'm
Damon,
drink.
Damon Ray York, they sent me. I saw a talk show, like a game show video from. I thought it was from Japan. It was like women give guys hand jobs, and whoever comes first wins.
Right.
And he speaks Japanese, so I sent it to him.
Okay.
And I said, hey, man, tell me what this is. Is this real? And he sent it back. He said it's Chinese.
Okay.
Probably Hong Kong. They do these one-off game shows. Basically, these women walked up to guys on the street and told them, I'll give me a hand job. The guys went back, and they gave them hand jobs, like, on camera.
Right, and the guys are facing each other.
Yes.
I saw
the
video.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
and
is, that's the worst.
I was like, oh, that's Japanese game shows are fucking weird, you know, like that. But he was like, no, it's Chinese.
Right.
He was like, I don't speak Mandarin. I said, oh, it's Chinese. Oh.
The worst way to get a hand job is facing another dude.
Yeah.
Unless you're gay.
Yeah.
Unless you're into that.
Yeah.
That would never work for me.
No. And I would lose in a second.
Let me tell you something. If you and I were looking at each other and girls were giving a hand, here's what I would tell you. Just make eye contact with me the whole time. Don't look down.
Never going to happen.
Just make eye contact with me the whole time.
I'm not even getting hard.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to get hard. Yeah. Yeah. This is just not gonna happen.
Yeah, it'll be under protest.
The video is two. Mm-hmm. The girls are just on their knees in front of these dudes, just jerking the shit out of them. No. But you can't see the jerking. They're like behind a thing.
Yeah, there's a partition.
You can see the girls
there.
Moving the arms.
That's ridiculous.
And the girls are like pulling away from the cum shot.
They're so weird.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's so weird.
What the fuck is this?
But just imagine if you could do it. You know what's funny? The people that make those shows, I bet you Americans see that. That like an American producer like The Price is Right is mad jealous of that shit. Yeah. Like, I wish I had the fucking freedom.
That's where like
to do anything.
American Ninja, that shit that's on right now.
I gotta have a goofy wheel with $10,000.
I was talking to somebody about that show. They were like, "Oh, have you seen American Ninja?" I'm like, "You haven't seen Ninja Warrior on G4 from Japan? That was the shit to watch on a Sunday afternoon. Now." It's a summer
thing. It's the same shit.
It's basically, it was tougher. The ones out of Japan were harder.
Well, those are real ninjas. Yeah. These people are like
those
carpenters. Real
those people were flying.
These people own, these people own like wilderness stores.
Because like no American has beat that. They send them over to the Japan one, and then they get beat.
They get their ass beat.
You know? So I sent to Damon, and I said, hey, man, do me a favor and see if you can translate this for me. I thought it was Japanese, because Japanese got them weird talk shows. I said, I thought it was Japanese. She's like, no, man. It's Mandarin. I was like, this is in China?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think China was doing no shit like this. But
they're probably trying to compete with Japan.
I mean, I guess so.
You know, they hate each other.
Yeah.
Well, Chinese people hate Chinese people, so you can't.
Japanese people.
And Japanese people hate Japanese people.
Hate Chinese people.
Yeah, they do.
You know.
But it's funny, Japanese people hate Japanese people.
You are
people
a weak
too.
Man of Asia. I call him a weak man of Asia.
This Attila guy is white. Mm-hmm. I guess he's rapping. It's Attila. I got the video up right here.
Let's hope. Bring it.
Oh, wow.
This is called About That Life.
Oh, God. I'm a bad motherfucker, not a fucking role model. Church,
hit a bong, nigga, smash a fucking bottle. Got a few drugs to help me. He dropped the N-word there.
He did.
Because they don't hate cunts.
He hates cunts.
Is he, what's his name, son?
Oh, we got no signal. No, the signal is weak.
It's stupid.
So he's doing a rap and death metal type thing together.
It's good for him.
It's that screamcore bullshit where it's just like a bunch of throaty screaming.
Sound like Cookie Monster.
He hates cunts. Doesn't everyone? Yeah. Like, I didn't realize that was just his thing. You fucking asshole. Every cop that turned on my shirt. Does it get you all? I hate this screaming bullshit.
How old is he?
He's a kid.
He's about that life. This song is terrible.
Who is this?
Attila.
Attila. Got a black girl.
Well, no, like, this looks pretty well produced.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's well done.
It's got 6 million views.
But actually,
white boys like it, trust me.
Well, yeah, but the cameras, like, the quality of the cameras
break
looks pretty good.
Break
but you
down,
could
baby.
Actually do this. I could do this video.
Break yeah, it down. You
because
do
there's
it.
A light. Okay. This is easy. He's just doing motion. There's a light in the back that's, you know, that's giving a little bit of color on the stairway there.
Got a club
this
scene.
Is a club scene. This isn't hard either.
They're making it rain.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't hard to do. It looks pretty well produced. Kid's got money. He's probably just a rich kid with some money. I hustle hard and I play. He's like 18.
It sounds like Cookie Monster.
Yeah,
that's the thing about that thing. It's the Cookie Monster thing.
This is ridiculous.
I applaud his. It's funny. He has like old strippers in here. Not like young, like skinny. Not like skinny white girl strippers that are like chick. No, like older 40-year-old like
I don't know, man.
Strippers
kinda
with gigantic asses.
It froze again. Women who are twice his age.
This cat's hot on the streets?
Well, this video is from 2013.
Six million views. Well, yeah. From 2013. 6 million views, though.
Damon said he's hot out
there.
That's
a lot of money.
I mean, he's a kid.
He's got a few other videos. He's got a million hits on several videos.
That's a lot of money, though.
One. Let's hear another one.
This one is called Shots for the Boys, if it plays.
Shots for the Boys.
Signal right now is weak in here.
I don't know. What is it with the internet in around here? It's
you need one of those.
I have a booster right here.
You need a what speed is your router?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know, but I got it from the dealer. If
you don't know,
it probably ain't good.
You would know.
I should probably go buy my own, shouldn't I? Yeah. And give them back their little piece of shit.
Is that the Comcast router?
Yeah, it's the Comcast.
Yeah, it has the range is terrible. Yeah, I bought my own recently because I just upgraded.
To where to at Best Buy or something?
I bought it at Costco actually. It was like $140 the router was. And it's great. I get great range and speed all the time.
But wait a minute. But you upgrade.
And I got my own modem. I didn't like their modem either.
Right.
But if you upgrade to X1, you get faster internet. So you have to get a modem that can handle the new internet speed. But even if you don't, a better router would give you better range.
All right. I'll get a better
one. You don't have to get a $140 one. You can get like a $60 one probably. But
I'm probably going to get the $140 one.
This is Shots for the Boys. Now they're playing instruments. Okay, so they're not.
Let me see. You know who likes him? I bet you the same people who like Insane Clown Posse.
I can see that.
That's who likes.
Maybe a few Korn fans.
Yeah. So they're actually on stage doing it.
Yeah, so packed crowds and they're throwing alcohol into the crowd.
They're going to the crowd.
But yeah. Is that for the video or is that for the... I mean...
Now they're pouring alcohol down everyone's throats.
If you try hard enough, you'll get your shit out there. I mean, it's not easy, but it's not hard. I mean...
I could see like a 20-year-old dude loving this.
I could see somebody liking this.
And shit. Yeah,
that doesn't know anything about music.
It's Insane Clown Posse. Family.
No, this is
family. It's
to me, this is a much higher quality than Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, that's not a question.
Because
but
they
the people
play
who
their
like
own
that,
instruments.
Like that.
Yeah. These guys play their own instruments, and they seem to have a grasp of what like sort of metal should sound like. Like Paint by Numbers, the drums, and the guitar. All right,
we're done.
Internet hates Attila. Shots for the Boys.
Okay,
and you know what? Good for him.
Good for them. Good job, guys. Good job. Way to be, way to get out there. Way to hustle.
Good for him.
You know, way to be white and say the N word.
Yeah, good for him.
any white guy that says the N word, I'm like, good way to hustle.
They're rebels,
good
man.
Job.
For those who don't know. Action Bronson.
You've never been around black?
No, never in his life.
He ain't ever been around no real ass niggas.
No, in the trill.
Then there was all white people in those videos.
Yeah, ain't ever been around no real ass niggas. But
I got it.
It is what it is.
Those who don't know, we've had Action Bronson and Ghostface kind of went at it.
I got the video of Action Bronson talking.
Well, first, I want to play a little bit of Action Bronson.
Well, no.
We opened up with Ghostface.
We did open up with Ghostface, but
Play the song. This is a
first.
Clip that started the beef.
Okay.
Action Bronson, who's a rapper, went on Sports Nation on ESPN. He sounds just like Ghostface. That's
white guy, beard, fat.
Big fat white guy. Used to be a chef or something. He's into food. I hope this plays.
Yeah. Okay. Has it helped you or hurt your career when people say you sound like Ghostface? Where does that come from?
I think it's indifferent actually at this point.
Yeah.
You know, like people compare Coke and Pepsi. People compare everything. No matter what, you're gonna get a comparison to something, you know? And I'm just glad that it's one of the greats.
So far, so good.
Ghostface is my favorite.
Yeah, that's his favorite rapper right there.
Nice. That's right. Heard Action Bronson. First time I heard you, I was like, yo, Ghost got some new stuff.
Who is this?
Max Kellerman.
Yeah. And I found out it was Action Bronson, but I'll tell you the truth, I bought the record right then.
That's right. Yep. He's not rapping like this no more.
Oh.
Oh, it went sour.
Shout out to Ghost?
No.
Who is that?
Just being honest.
Is that a shot at the ghost?
Just being honest.
Just being honest. That's
who said. Is that a shot at the ghost?
The guy, other host of Sports Nation. I can't remember his name. The former football player.
Yeah. Oh, Wiley. Marcellus Wiley. Okay.
Because he said what we said. Are you taking shots at ghosts?
Well, here we go.
Yeah, but.
And I thought I was Action Bronson, but I'll tell you.
Just rewind it.
He's not rapping like this no more.
Well, here's a problem.
Was that a shot at the ghost?
No.
Oh,
I'm just being honest.
Oh,
I like that record.
That's so it was.
So
that was a shot. That was a shot at Ghostface.
So the problem. So the problem with this whole thing, if you're into hip hop, then you know, like Action Bronson's been around for a little while.
Yeah.
And early on, from the beginning, he's been getting those questions.
Play a little bit of that ghost face for them
to be asking this question is a little old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe he felt like he was kind of tired of this question.
That was a shot at ghost face.
Let's do some.
If you're tired of the question, shoot at the people asking the question. He took a little shot at ghost
face. This is another song.
This is another song.
Straight from Staten Island. I don't really mean no harm, but it just happens, you know, when I step approach a motherfucking black nigga, they're trying to spit his darts, can't spit him. Check it out, though.
I like it. He's not one of my favorites, I think, but he's got a lot of talent.
He's one of the best, man.
My favorite group was so powerful.
My favorite rapper was always Jay-Z,
Ghostface, Raekwon, GZA.
But as far as like technique and like references and like. Ghostface was tight. Method Man was always good.
Method Man was always good
for delivery.
That group was so good.
And for like
Old Dirty Bastard.
Just the way he sold shit. Old Dirty Bastard was good for delivery as well. Yeah. RZA was good for delivery. Raekwon was tight.
Yeah. GZA was good. That group was so
GZA was good, but
what about you, God?
I don't ever recall you.
I don't know a U-God.
U-God.
I don't know a U-God.
I don't know any Master Killer.
I don't know
verses.
A U-God song.
Capadonna guys.
I don't know a Capadonna song. I don't know a Capadonna lyric.
What about the guy that cut his dick off?
I don't know who's that.
I don't know that dude.
Some Wu affiliate who went a little crazy.
Okay, let me see that.
All right.
Okay, so that was the real Ghostface.
That's the Ghostface.
And now this is going to be the fake.
This is from the Southpaw soundtrack. I just was listening to this today.
Present day Action Bronson.
This is Action Bronson and Joey Virginie.
This may be a little bit.
Action.
05 pounds in the Laredo.
Action.
They gotta get there today though. Ain't no time for trying to lay low, babe, bro. If you can't do it, all you gotta do is say no. I'll take it from there. Asians on grand, ready to work it. Display the smirk like Mr. Perfect.
Like Ghostface.
Yeah, a little bit here.
His voice is high.
I guarantee you. Yeah, he sounds like
early,
Ghostface.
Early, he sounds exactly like Ghostface.
That's what I was gonna say. You might want to play a song from him early on, because if you play like this, he may be trying to go. He may be going into his own style.
Like Ghostface.
He may be going into his own style. He still sounds like Ghostface here, but
yeah, it's pretty clear.
Right.
Visit Baby Music. He's got that high voice.
Yeah, his voice got higher as that verse went on.
Yeah.
He got more Ghostface.
He went more into being sounding like Ghostface.
So, but okay, then he gets a comparison
Ghostface
to Ghostface.
From the beginning, he gets the comparison to Ghostface. Yeah. And, of course, with the comparison comes the questions when he gets notoriety in the game. Because that's all hip-hop is. It's a lot of high school fucking drama, kind of.
And then...
Just a lot of, like, so I heard that you... Especially with the culture,
like,
now with all these goofy ass bloggers and all of these people.
And you hear
the nigga in the background like, wait a minute, everybody stop. Is that a shot at the ghost? Like, nigga, do you even know who? That's why I'm like, who is this fucking clowning ass nigga in the background? Like,
now,
is that
Kellerman,
a shot at the ghost?
Max Kellerman knows who Ghost is.
Right.
That's Marcellus his favorite
Wiley?
Rapper.
Who,
does he know who Ghostface is? Marcellus Wiley?
I bet he knows. He knows who Ghostface is.
Ain't he from Texas?
He does, but he sounds like a fucking blogger at that. Yeah. He sounds like a blogger right
sound
there.
Like, he did sound a little blogger.
Yo, wait a minute, everybody. We might have some shit here. We might have a story now.
We're about to go viral, guys. Buckle up, guys.
Everybody hold up. Is that a shot at the ghost?
That's it right there. We're about to go viral. Buckle up. Buckle up.
So
strap in.
Some old fuck shit.
So he takes that little shot at Ghostface.
So, of course, that's why that question is asked.
Yeah.
It's to drum up some sort of hostility.
Well, and that also drums
from him.
Up Ghostface going, what the fuck did you say?
All right, so we got to play the video
so
now.
Ghostface hears about this.
Ghostface hears about the thing on ESPN.
And then puts up this video of himself in his house.
By the way, it is Ghostface Killer.
Right. Killer.
Which, I don't know if you know, when Wu-Tang first came out, Ghostface could not. He couldn't. He had a mask on his face.
Because he couldn't be out.
He couldn't be out.
He was like on house arrest.
He was on, yeah.
He couldn't be in a
trouble.
Video shoot.
Right. It's like, oh, no, I'm not in a very famous rap group. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not on tour.
Yeah.
No.
Cream? What are you talking about?
I didn't cut
off cream
my
I know about. Sour cream.
Cream, sour cream.
I'm making a lot of house.
Cream and a Twinkie.
I'm making a lot of homemade quesadillas.
On this couch.
You know what I mean? Sour cream.
You know what I'm saying?
Sour cream dream. I just can't stop rhyming.
Sour cream.
But I'm not
dream.
In a rap group.
No.
So he. Oh, that just turned off.
Of course.
So he. Shows up he comes in out and is in like some room in his house with like sweatpants on
the hoodest outfit you can think
and a
of
St. Louis
sweatpants
something jacket
a St. Louis like
Cardinals
sweater jacket
Cardinal
in his house though
and he's got Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes playing
it's cold in his house.
Yeah,
hey yo, I've got something to tell you. See,
let me talk to you.
You
know what I mean?
It's like,
why is it every time we go out of the town and get around?
You got this little fake ass nigga. Action Bronson running around.
I mean, I'm just trying to be with your girl, don't you even know?
Sounding like me.
Went out and bought for you.
But I want to tell this little fat fuck something.
How much money?
Why is it every time we out of the town?
I think it's important to note that before this, Ghostface had also been asked these questions, and he was all deferential, like, yeah, that's cool, whatever. Like, people had tried to draw him into the beef.
Get them the beef before.
Yeah.
And
they'd all...
And Ghostface was like, resistant. Yo, son, get your money, but don't be fucking stupid.
Ghost resistant.
That's like classic hustler shit. It's like, dog, if you sound like me and you get money, get your money.
Right.
You ain't fucking with me, though. It ain't like
don't shout me out.
It ain't like you rap better than me.
Yeah.
You just sound like me.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But the niggas that come to my show ain't the niggas that come to your show.
Yeah.
So who gives a shit? But as he
but now he's drawn into the beef.
Now he's been sucked into the beef.
I gave you a grace period, nigga.
I wouldn't.
I'm supposed to destroy you a long time ago.
Come on and go with
you. Go on Sports Nation kicking that shit. Acting like, yo, you the nigga, and like where I'm at. First of all, you little fat fuck. Who gives you the right to even mention my name out your motherfucking mouth?
Well, they asked him about you, Ghost.
Boy, you done made a mistake, boy.
You made a mistake, boy.
You done fucked up, man.
Well, fuck now.
You know you done fucked up, right? Now you know you done fucked up, right?
You know you done fucked up, right?
This is funny.
So you bought the beer.
So you went on Sports Nation.
So you bought the beer.
Right before you went on Sports
Nation. I went on Sports Nation, and I did the question.
Name?
But I didn't mention your name. And
so when you went on Sports Nation,
I went on Sports Nation.
Did mention my name.
I mentioned your name on... I mentioned
your
name.
Now you see right there? You see right there?
Huh?
You see right there?
Huh?
Now you know you done fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up, right? you know you done fucked up, right?
Acting like, yo, you the nigga, and like where I'm at. First of all, you little fat fuck.
That's perfect.
Who gives you the right to even mention my name? Out your motherfucking mouth. Bro, you done made a mistake, boy. You done fucked up, man. You know what I mean? Because listen, man, you can never fuck with my pen, my nigga.
Oh, I
like the way you said it. Oh, you know, you fucked up, boy.
I'm too nasty for you.
Oh.
This is why the fuck you look up to me.
Oh, it was a good laugh.
It sound like me. When I told y'all niggas back in the Cuban Link shit.
He's playing that shit loud, too.
You know what?
She used to say, son.
She used to say, son.
You hear what this nigga said?
Dog. She said, can you imagine being on the end of
the
this?
End? Yeah.
On the receiving end of this shit, a nigga talking shit to you.
While Hell Melvin
and the Blue Nose is playing. And do you understand the ass beating that's about to happen?
He's doing a call and response with the song.
Oh.
That's like he synced it up.
Fuck with my pen, my nigga. My sword, my blade, whatever you want to call it. I'm too nasty for you. This is why the fuck you look up to me. It sound like me. When I told y'all niggas back in the Cuban Link shit, I don't want nobody sound like me on no album. You know what?
She used to say, son.
She used to say, son.
This nigga said,
you know what?
She
used to say, son.
The same people that you meet growing up.
Uh-huh.
You make the same old faces.
That's right. And that's your fat, funky ass. You know what I mean? But let me tell you something. Your fans, those are my fans first. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not making this a black or white thing, my nigga. I'm making this a ghost action Bronson thing. You know what I mean? You don't come out
that's
to
just in case somebody tries to say you coming in because he's white. No, I'm not.
Just because the spotlight is in your face, my nigga. The microphone is in your face. You know what I mean? You have to learn how to watch what you say. I guess you've never been taught that because you're not a real nigga. You walk around the club with no shoes on, big ass beard that one day I might set that shit on fire. Just to fucking saying my name, baby. Let me tell you something, man. Doing 25 years for a nigga in rap music, my nigga, with babies, it don't really sound too good, right? But I got shooters that'll do that.
Jeez.
And those shooters is not from New York, nigga.
One of them's named You God.
Yeah,
you he'll God. Do anything for me. He's not really a rapper.
You God, Master Killer.
I think you really know the magnitude of this shit right here, because there's a lot of y'all young niggas that like to play games, man. You know what I mean? And then when you get touched, y'all start running to the fucking police, man. You know what I mean? But let me tell you something. I've seen a lot of faces, been a lot of places, nigga. I got those kind of niggas that'll do disappearing acts on motherfuckers for nothing.
This is a legitimate threat.
States, so
yes, yo, yes. This is not a game. This is not a game, son.
I'll check your tour schedule.
Dog, it's not hard. I'm not a gangster.
He's going to snatch him off stage, or his boys are.
I'm not a gangster, but if I was, it would be very easy to find somebody in the biz. It would be very easy to get at them.
But now that he's said it publicly, he kind of fucked himself on that.
But at the same time,
I mean, you know,
do you think this is
not
a legit
gangster
threat?
But you know gangster people.
Do you know that? Do you think this is a legit threat?
No, this
threat,
is
though?
Like, this could
no,
be in a song.
No, this is him talking.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, he's not legitimately. I mean, I don't even understand the barefoot in the club reference.
The maybe, barefoot in
maybe
the club.
Maybe Action Bronson walks around barefoot in the club.
Reference.
That seems disgusting.
That
or it's
is
probably
disgusting.
Just he wears flip flops,
but that's white. That's
like that.
White people shit.
Yeah,
isn't there like broken bottles and shit in the club? You're gonna step
somebody,
on the glass.
Somebody explain. You here's another, maybe not another poll, but here's another chance for an email. Like explain the
barefoot in the club.
Yeah.
To
what
us.
Does that mean?
I know the tour schedule, right?
Because it is funny just to think about. Because I'm thinking it's a white boy. It's a white boy thing.
It's something he really does, probably. Because you would,
but maybe
make that
he
up
does.
About somebody.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's seen him. I think he's seen him around.
With his feet out.
I think he just let him go.
Might be in the club with his feet out.
His big sausage toes out.
I think
out in
Ghost.
The club.
I think Ghost.
Hairy.
Ghost has just seen him around.
Hairy ass sausage toes.
Saw him in the club. Just seeing him, and everybody's like, yo, that nigga sound like you. Yo, it's like, no, that nigga, he does not sound like me.
And when he sees him
he
in the club,
he has his voice is my, he does not rap like me, though.
But he was probably
he sounds like
probably
me,
cataloging
like
all
me.
This shit.
That's why he's like saying like my pen, my sword.
Right.
You don't write like me.
You don't write.
You sound like me.
He doesn't.
Well, you don't write like me.
Also,
he does not.
Put some shoes
you don't
on.
Rap like me.
And put some fucking shoes on, nigga.
What's wrong with you, man?
The fuck?
Like
you're a chef.
Some shoes on your fucking feet.
Yeah, this would fail the health inspection.
Crocs, chef.
Yeah, some Crocs.
You would fail the health inspection on this.
Put a fucking net on that beard.
On the fucking beard.
Put a net on that beard. Disgusting red beard.
And I'm giving this to Max Kellerman, Marcellus on Sports Nation.
He can Max could get him on. I'm sure he could get on if on Sports Nation. How hard could that be?
Well, he's talking to him right now.
This nigga, this fat funky ass nigga is a fraud.
Damn.
I called this nigga, right? The day I heard that shit.
He called him.
And I checked his ass. I called him to feel the temperature.
Wow.
He gonna be like, yo, I mean, you know, I know, yeah, nigga, you know, fix that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
What I gotta do? I don't know what the fuck you gotta do.
Fix it.
Fix that shit now.
Now.
Fix it.
Fix it.
I like a little 5 tweets.
Now.
I get the phone call. As long as you live. This nigga done deleted the tweet.
As long as you live.
Okay, yeah. So he tried to squash now. The beef.
He tried to squash. He tried. Well, he tried to let him know, listen.
Privately.
Yeah. But he dissed him publicly.
Yeah, I'm serious about this.
But he said Action Bronson put up 4 or 5 tweets and then deleted the tweets.
And then deleted the tweets.
So he thought better of it. And this is why Ghostface is mad.
Cause, right.
Because he didn't actually apologize or take it back or whatever.
Right. Right.
As long as you live.
As long as you live.
Whether with me or not. Don't let me hang you from a fucking rope and gut you like a pig, nigga, and leave you out to dry.
Jesus.
Because then you're done. Be for real, just like this nigga Teddy said. Listen. Be for real. So I'm letting you know, bro. I'm ready.
First off. Oh, God, I wish y'all had some video of our reaction to that shit.
I gotta rewind that part.
Put out like a little 5 tweets. I get the phone call.
As long as you
live. This nigga done deleted the tweets.
As long as you live.
So you playing with me, right?
So you playing with
don't
me,
let
right?
me. Don't let me hang you from a fucking rope and gut you like a pig, nigga, and leave you out to dry. Because then you're done. Be for real, just like this nigga Teddy said. Listen. You heard that, motherfucker. So I'm letting you know, bro. I'm dangerous, man. Because first off, hold on. Where the fuck is your Supreme Clientels, nigga?
Oh, now he's going after his catalog. Nigga?
Where's your Wizard of Poetries, nigga? Where's your Bulletproof Wallets, nigga? Out of a bunch of albums I did, that's only 4 shits. You can never play with me, man. I gave you a grace period, you fat fuck.
He's mad.
I gave you a grace. I let you live.
He let him live
on this planet, man.
He let him eat.
Yeah, let him eat.
It's my motherfucking son. Showing up, sounding just like me. Nah, bro. You don't do that. Get your own style. Ain't that what I said on race? You know what I mean? What if I sound like me, nigga? Come on, man. I never disrespected you, bro. I just thought that God gave you the same tone.
Nope.
Is it for real?
You believe that, Ghost? I thought so. You know what I mean?
For real.
God talking like, you know what? He made this nigga with the same tone. Sometimes he can't help it.
For real.
Years ago, South by Southwest saying all this nigga, it sound like they say them sound like you. You know what I mean? But you know what? I disregarded that shit. And told you, like, yo, do what you do. Beat you up.
Is it for real?
And act like, yo, me that now type shit, whatever the fuck you done said, bro. You didn't mean to say that. You told me you didn't mean to say that. You was nervous. You better dig yourself down, bro. Get your shit together, bro. I want you to enjoy your summer.
So
this is right after he said, I got your tour schedule, and I can send people after. He's like, enjoy your summer. Enjoy your summer, Action.
A lot of people don't make it through the summer, bro. Listen to me, man. Right now, I'm Papa Bear, B. I'm Big Papa.
Fade to Black.
Fade to Black. Real.
That's like a scene from a movie.
So, oh, that was hilarious.
So okay, he gave him the warning.
Yeah. So Action Bronson saw that video.
Action Bronson saw the video.
He peed himself.
He apologized.
And apologized.
Yeah. And I'm going to try to pull up the apology. Ghostface did not accept.
Ghostface.
It's over for him. Ghostface doesn't want. He already gave him a chance, right?
Yeah. He may not have accepted publicly. He may have accepted privately. Just like he dissed him publicly.
Right.
And apologized privately.
I mean, he might have.
And then he waited until he apologized publicly, and then he, you know, didn't accept it publicly, but accepted it privately.
I'm trying to pull up Action
Bronson.
That's
Bronson's. Just me being a sensible brother.
Action Bronson is from Queens, so he's right. Another New York guy.
He's another New York cat. And Ghostface is from Brooklyn
or Staten from Island.
Staten Island.
Shaolin, I think.
Just like some of the rest of them. I know a lot of Wu-Tang from Staten Island, but they're
some of them are from Brooklyn.
Well, I know Method Man is from Staten Island because they fucking cursed him out on a train in China about talking about it. I could tell you all about my neighborhood in Park Hill. Nigga, shut up. We don't want to hear about that shit.
We get it, Meth.
We get it, Meth.
Stop.
You're the number one Wu-Tanger.
You get all talky when you smoke weed, Meth.
Get the cameras on you, nigga. You get your mouth running, nigga.
Action Bronson's apology in a series of tweets. When you're wrong, you're wrong, and I was wrong. I apologize for the comments. I'll always be a stand-up human. Much love.
Wow.
So that was the tweet.
That's the scariest fucking... It was a very scary tweet.
And then he posted a picture of himself putting shoes on.
Putting shoes on.
Because he's walking around barefoot. Here's a problem with tweeting.
What kind of shoes were they though? Were they Jordans or were they fucking flip flops?
Woo wear, maybe.
Woo shoes.
If you really want to apologize to somebody,
woo boots.
Just reach out to them privately and apologize.
Right.
Don't put the shit on.
Well, no. Because he dissed him publicly, he still has to apologize publicly.
I mean, yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Ghostface Killah isn't accepting the apology. I got another article.
That's
up.
Anger right there.
Mm-hmm.
Tensions were high yesterday between Ghostface and Action Bronson after Ghostface released a fiery video where he dissed and threatened Bam Bam. He knows he goes by Bam Bam.
Real.
Throwing shots at him earlier in the month. Once the video hit the net, Bronson took to Twitter to publicly apologize to Ghostface for what he said and admitted that he was wrong in the situation. Well, Ghostface isn't having anything to do with that apology, and he's making sure people know it, as he flat-out told Revolt last night that he wasn't accepting the apology from Bronson. So while Bronson probably just wants the situation to go away, it appears that Ghostface is letting it play out as long as he can. Check out the short video above.
Real!
Hey, have a nice summer.
No. Shit.
That was it. Do you accept the apology? He just said no. That was the whole video.
No.
I wouldn't want to piss off Ghostface. I mean, I don't think he would do anything really, but just the specter.
The thought
of
it.
The WWE
the thought of it.
Fucking.
This fucking guy hanging over you.
I would. You know, I'd go after you, God. I don't think he
I'd
could
go
take
after
me.
Master Killer. And so I'm going out.
You guy makes his rebuttal video with like the Sesame Street theme playing behind him. He just got bad instincts.
Sesame Street or Charlie Brown music in the background. So
it seems like a scary situation for Action Bronson.
Oh, he's scared.
He
don't think he's
should,
not.
It shouldn't he should as a man Well, he's done the
he did as much as he's done can
the,
as a man.
He's done the hip hop suicide, which is apologize and say, "Hey right. guys, I was wrong." So cuz apparently in hip hop, if you apologize, everybody
what was more suicidal?
Everybody goes like, "What you mean you was wrong, nigga? What the fuck
more,
you talking about, nigga?
Suicidal? What are
you
gay?
Apologizing?
Attacking Ghostface?"
Nah. That's hip hop.
Dissing Ghostface on the low.
That's hip hop.
Or
apologizing.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, you're right.
Apologizing was the worst part.
You're right.
Right.
For what's his name? For not sounding like another rapper. Mm-hmm. Dissing him. Dissing him
for no reason.
Almost just basically no reason except for you sound like him.
Yeah, for no reason.
And
getting
called out by him. The worst part was you being
firing right back at him.
Yeah, listen, man. I was wrong. Yeah.
When you're wrong, you're wrong.
Yeah, when you're wrong, you're wrong. That's the worst
Baby,
part.
Baby, can you bring my shoes? Thank you.
That's the worst part.
And now here's his rebuttal video. Action Bronson all by himself.
Really?
No. Oh. It'd be hilarious if it was. Hey, Ghost.
Just sitting by himself.
Listen, Ghost.
Chicken.
Listen, Ghost.
When you're wrong.
Making fried
wrong,
chicken.
You're wrong. Now, sometimes you sit in a room and you listen to this music and you reflect. You think back. And I come to realize.
He stops to eat something.
I need to put my shoes on my feet.
And my foot in my mouth.
And I need to apologize to you. I need to make it clear that you got me here, Ghost.
The whole time he's hitchhiking.
If it wasn't for you, Ghost, I wouldn't be here, brother. And I'm sorry.
Please accept my apology, Ghost.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go get these shoes cleaned. Once again, Ghost,
I appreciate your love, brother.
I'm sorry, brother. I can call you brother, can't I? I mean, I know I'm white. I'm gonna go make you a fondue.
Make the best fondue in Queens, Ghost.
You know I'm a chef.
Everybody knows that.
Hey, Ghost, do you like fried chicken?
I
was listening to Three Guys on Podcast. They were talking about fried chicken. It got me inspired. I know how to cut up a whole fried chicken.
I know how to cut up a whole chicken.
Do you like okra, Ghost?
You like?
I don't think it's slave food. Ghost.
I know your people are into okra, Ghost. I've researched it. It's from Africa. It came from Ethiopia, Ghost, and Nigeria.
How about some yams, Ghost? You like yams?
I went to culinary school, Ghost.
The white man will call it sweet potatoes, but I call it yams.
Did he go to culinary school?
He might have. I'm going back there soon, Ghost. This isn't working for me.
Thank you, Ghost. Thank you, Ghost.
Thank you, Ghost.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, could you call off those guys? Those guys you were going to call and follow my tour around? I'll cancel the tour if you want, Ghost.
Listen, Ghost.
I'm just going to hitchhike from club to club.
Listen, Ghost, it doesn't have to be like this. It could just not be like this, Ghost.
I'll wear shoes.
Did you know there's a pepper called Ghost? Ghost pepper.
I wear shoes all the time.
I know all about food, Ghost. Only built for Cuban sandwiches, Ghost.
For my true Cuban sandwich lovers, Ghost.
I'm gonna call my next album Iron Supplement Man.
I mean, I know I fucked up, Ghost.
We only need iron in our diets, Ghost.
I know I fucked up, Ghost.
I can help you.
You need a chef on your tour, Ghost.
Hey, I have a fish scale.
It measures fish.
It literally weighs fish.
It weighs fish.
Thank you, Ghost.
We have a lot in common, Ghost.
Please call these guys off, Ghost.
We have a lot in common.
Call off the goons.
Beyond our voices, Ghost.
I actually prefer cream to money. Literal cream. I eat cream. Heavy cream, light cream. Whipped cream. All of that cream is good to me, Ghost. You inspired me, Ghost.
Oh, my God.
Please take me back, Ghost.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Can we FaceTime, Ghost?
Please take me back.
Can we FaceTime sometime? I'll send you a selfie, Ghost.
He sent his selfies of him at his desk.
With his bare feet. His bare feet up on the desk. His big, dirty, bare feet. His Fred Flintstone feet. Sitting up on the desk.
Oh, my God. He's a big dude, too.
Yeah, he is big.
He is a fat dude.
Big, fat
dude.
Feet. Big, fat, hairy feet.
Oh. He has a kid, too.
Does he?
Of course he does.
He's trying to support a daughter?
Action
trying
Bronson.
To raise a daughter?
I think he has a son. Oh, my stomach hurts.
So there you go. Maybe there will be more next week. Hey, we're at hour 24. Should we wrap up on that?
You want to wrap up on that, or you got
we never got to the guy in the cab?
You want
to
do the Daily Show thing?
We talked about it.
Oh, you did already.
We talked about it at length on Monday.
Okay.
We had JL here, so we were able to get. We still had the two black, one white ratio. We talked about the Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, we got some. I mean, we could do something about the guy in the cab screaming at the diner owner yelling at a 1 year old.
That's the one.
I got a news report.
We have the guy in the cab thing. What's that? Well, we'll do
this drunk guy got in a cab and started yelling about the cab driver being from the Middle East, all kinds of racial shit, and then he got fired because the cab driver had a. The funniest part is like he's like yelling, "What are you gonna strap a bomb to your chest? Why don't you blah blah blah?" And then the cab driver goes, "Is it this attorney?" He goes, "Oh yeah, make a left over here."
That's
he goes
funny.
Right back to yelling.
That is so funny.
Huh.
Diner owner under fire for screaming at a 1 year old.
It's on Oak Street in Portland's downtown. It's a busy place on weekends. And the owner tells us that's partly why she snapped yesterday. News Center's Grady Trimble is here to explain. Grady.
Amanda, I spoke with owner Darla Neugebauer today. She says she tried to kick a family out of the diner because there was
the room
a
with
child
this dude?
Screaming.
No. This is the. Which one are we doing?
No, I'm
this
just
is a
doing.
Diner. Yeah,
it's the diner.
It's kind of out of sync.
I'm just doing this. I'm just doing this. The sound.
Yeah, it's local news
it's
in Portland.
A microphone like above his head, or is it?
Yeah, something's not turned. He's got a lapel mic on.
Something's up. Yeah, he's got a lapel. They're not using that.
The
lapel
mouth's not
mic.
Equaling the sound.
It's see. Also out of sync. Too.
Listen, like
it wouldn't look. Stop. The mother of that.
Oh, there you go. No, it's
to the
fine
diner's
now.
Facebook page to complain, which sparked an
no,
angry
it's not.
Response.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Now that back and forth has gone viral.
I might snap, and I do scream at times, but it's all it is—just leaning over the counter and yelling.
She's like the feisty, like Shirley from What's Happening at the diner.
You know, except she's white.
Yelling at people and shit, and it's like charming. Everyone loves her.
Darla Neugebauer, the owner of Marcy's Diner, says she snapped Saturday at a young girl. It all started when her parents ordered her some pancakes.
Tremor's daughter.
They ordered three for this kid, a two-year-old. Three pancakes, bigger than her head. And then they didn't even feed them to her.
Neugebauer says the pancakes were out.
Okay, stop. Right off the bat.
Okay.
Right off the bat.
Go for it.
She's a cunt.
Just wait a minute.
Right off the bat.
Wait a minute.
Cunt.
You don't.
She is a cunt.
Now,
why? A cunt,
the tone
though?
Of her voice.
Why?
She is a cunt.
Attila the Randolph.
And by the way, I'm not on the parents' side yet at all.
I'm not on the parents'
I'm
side at all.
She's a cunt. Just her whole attitude. They,
really?
They ordered three pancakes as big as her head. Fuck you,
I
bitch.
I don't know where she's going with this. I worked in a restaurant once where someone came in once and asked for, this is a place sold like spaghetti and shit like that. Asked for a bowl of spaghetti with no sauce on it for our kid to play with.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Which gets mashed into the carpet, and
it's
a toy.
That's unacceptable. Wow. This thing about this three pancakes, bitch, you don't know. It could have been her and the father are going to split these three pancakes, which means I'm going to eat two and a half,
right?
And she's going to eat one. I've All done right. that. I've done that.
So, but she's already trying to assassinate the character of the people for their order at her diner.
For the order that they made.
They came in my restaurant and ordered food.
They ordered food.
They ordered big food.
So
as big as her head.
So what we think.
Why don't you tell her just to order one then?
So what
another thing I've done, by the way,
right.
is I'll be like, just give her one pancake.
So basically what she's doing is rationalizing.
Yes.
Being mad at them.
Being mad at them. Right.
Yeah.
From jump.
And she's trying to convince us to be mad at them
too.
She's like, can you believe what these pieces
of
three pancakes is bigger than her head?
You don't know what's happening and you don't
Are
know what's
you
happening
yet?
At that table.
So let me get this straight. They
I'm
came in
eat two and a half and she's gonna eat one.
They came to my popular diner and looked at the menus and ordered a lot of food off of them. I can't believe these people. I mean who does that?
A cunt.
Right.
Out of the girl's reach. She wanted to eat them, but Neugebauer claims her parents weren't letting her have them. So the girl started loudly crying. Neugebauer asked the group to leave or take the...
So the parents are trying to control the food intake of their child, which is typically what happens. Otherwise...
This is why... Go ahead.
Otherwise, the kid starts playing with the pancakes and makes a huge mess, right?
This is... Yeah. I'll come back to that.
You take the food out of the kid's reach.
I'll come back to that in a second.
Side, but they didn't. The girl continued to cry, lasting nearly an hour, Neugebauer says.
That's a lot.
And she had had enough.
All I said was I slammed my hands on the counter and I said, this needs to stop, meaning her screaming. And I pointed at her and she looked at me and she stopped.
And her parents.
So she scared the shit out of a little kid.
And here's what would have happened is, right then, I now have to, if this is my family, I now have to grab my wife around the waist.
Get some Harold Melvin the Blue Nuts.
I have to pick her up and carry her out of the establishment and put her on the ground.
So she's already put herself in a position.
Then I have to go back and get my kid and gather up everything. Because my wife is going to try and kill this bitch.
Well, and
I can see that coming.
But you wouldn't let your kid cry for an hour. Not that really
happened. But here's the thing. That didn't happen.
Right. But most people take their kid
out. You don't think that happened? Why?
An hour?
No.
Now, you don't think she cried for an hour?
No, I think she cried.
That is a long fucking time.
It's too long.
They're going to run out of energy.
That's a long ass time.
Kids go to sleep if they
babies
cry.
Babies don't
long.
Cry. Yeah, they don't cry for that long. No, what
she
child?
She cried for maybe 10 minutes. I'm being generous. Maybe 10 minutes. In her deranged mind, it sounded like an hour.
It felt like an hour. Does she have kids?
I don't know.
Probably not. Look at her.
Maybe the kid was crying because of how shitty the food was.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the pancakes were awful.
But they didn't let her eat her.
So the parents get upset then.
All I said was I slammed my hands on the counter and I said, this needs to stop, meaning her screaming. And I pointed at her and she looked at me and she stopped.
My wife is coming after
And her parents
you.
Said,
right there.
Are you screaming at a child? Yes, I am. And she shut up.
Neugebauer got what she wanted, but the girl's parents are upset, leaving a comment on the diner's Facebook page calling what happened there the worst experience. Adding, who in their right mind would behave like this unless you are deranged? Neugebauer replied to the post, saying in part,
I think so.
Yes, I am blank crazy, and you are lucky I didn't get really blank nuts.
That's how you know she's fucking,
not
she's a fucking
that's
insane
how you know.
Cunt.
Yeah, okay.
But everything is leading up to
that's her
being
charm.
Insane cunt.
She thinks that's charming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the the crazy, gruff diner lady, you know?
You know, there's a thing in Chicago. There's a, like, after hour spot in Chicago where they have to deal
like
with
hot dogs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they serve hot dogs and shit.
Yeah.
To like young kids. But that's the charm of it.
It's
that the black girls that work there is like, what the fuck you want, you crack ass bitch?
Have you seen the video of
that's the charm of it.
Of Triumph the Insult comic dog
going
there?
That's hilarious.
No.
It's
hilarious.
Funny.
All right, I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, on Conan they sent Triumph the Insult comic dog to yell back at them.
To yell back at them. It's so funny.
It's incredibly funny.
It's so funny.
Power from.
Are you sorry at all?
I don't know if sorry would be the proper word.
Then no.
I might have used poor judgment. I wouldn't say I was sorry because it stopped. When things stop, it's usually a good thing.
Now Marcy's is getting a lot.
Well, you could have. I mean, there's a lot of ways to make. You could have slapped the kid. Would you regret that? That would have made it stop, right? Mm-hmm. Picked it up and thrown it outside.
Bash his
brains
out. A lot
of backlash
up,
online from people who say they refuse to eat there. Neugebauer is shrugging it off.
Life's full of choices, and you got to live with all of them. I chose to yell at the kid.
Double
it
down.
Made her shut up, which made me happy. It made my staff happy. It made the other 75 people in the restaurant happy. And they left.
That
they may
restaurant
never come
is
back.
Not big enough
other
to
people
hold
may not
75
come
people.
They're lost.
Did you see
really?
The size? It's
Neugebauer
a fucking diner.
Getting a lot of
75 people.
Well.
It's a fucking
it's
diner. Look at the size of that thing.
Usual.
75 people. They were standing shoulder to shoulder.
We were able
come
to get
on,
a hold
bitch.
Of the parents involved. Tara and John Carson are vacationing in New Hampshire with family. They
oh
currently
God.
Live in New York, but John was stationed in Maine with the Coast Guard for a while. He suggested Marcy's Diner for breakfast. Tara says they like to try the local spots while traveling, but this visit left a sour taste. We spoke with Tara over the phone late this evening.
There's a couple of
my daughter was crying. It was nothing out of the norm. And about like 10 minutes later, the owner was behind the counter.
Didn't I say 10
like
minutes?
Reaching over the counter and pointing at my daughter and like screaming in her face, like, shut the hell up. And I think I was just in pure shock because I've never seen behavior like this before. I'm like, are you really yelling
nuts.
At a child right now? And she's like, yes, I am. She needs to shut the hell up and go. And again, we were so stunned. I turned to my daughter and I was like, listen, this is how I'm raising you not to be as an adult. Like, you will never be like this when you get older.
A teachable moment.
The waitress, his face looked like she was going to be in tears. She was apologizing to us. She couldn't believe the behavior of her boss.
The waitress doesn't want to work for that bitch.
The look of fear in my daughter's face when this woman was yelling at her, she looked at me like, mommy, why is this woman doing this to me? And I felt helpless as a mom that, like, you know, I couldn't do anything to help her because I can't explain why there's crazy people in this world.
Stop right there. You can do something to help her. Oh, you can.
okay, here's a couple of things are happening here. As a parent, one of the two at this table, there's a couple things happening. When you go in to sit down, first of all, when you go in to sit down to eat, right, and you make an order for your child. Tim, have you taken your daughter to eat out? Have y'all been to a restaurant yet or anything like that?
No. We've been out, but we haven't been out.
There's
to
a
eat.
Whole process. First of all, when they were little like when you have it, to, when Princessa was little like that.
How old is this baby? How old is this kid?
Like one.
They didn't say. It's at least a toddler size.
It's a crying baby. It's crying age.
Crying, yeah.
So that's when she doesn't 18, get it's up to 18, 24, 28 months.
Crying meaning when she doesn't get what she wants. She immediately cries.
And there's nothing even wrong with that. That's what's supposed to happen because they don't have the articulation.
That's how you knew it wasn't an hour.
Exactly.
It was 10 minutes. It was
maybe 10 minutes.
It was basically an amount of time that a person without kids would be like, stop doing something that makes them happy so they don't cry. That's like a person without kids wouldn't know that a child is going to cry no matter what.
Now here's where they fucked up, the parents.
The parents?
Yes. This is where they fucked up.
Being rich?
When you say that, that's probably part of it. It's definitely a little bit of, you should accept my child, which I always tried to be the parent to not do that.
Yeah.
You should. It's just a crying child. I've always tried not to be that parent. When you sit down and you order food, the first thing you do is when the food comes, you cut the kids' food up immediately and you get them eating. That's the first thing you do. You eat last.
Right.
They eat first. You eat last. You get them going on what they eat. So why they didn't give the food the pancakes immediately to the child is beyond
but
me.
This cut
is,
up one of
maybe
them.
Maybe they had a
take
reason.
A pancake.
I don't know.
We don't even. This is.
I don't know what
this
the
is. Nujabauer's version. So they might have given.
So they
the
might
kid.
Have done that. Yeah. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if the kid keeps crying, and for me it was maybe more than 2 minutes, because you can't reason with a young. You can't. Hey, stop that! And then they stop. You can't do that.
That's not gonna happen.
You gotta pick the child up and take the child out of the situation just immediately. If you can't go outside, let's say it was raining. I heard at some point they said it was raining outside. You go into the bathroom. You go off somewhere else. You just pick the child up and you start moving, and that will usually make the child stop crying. You gotta try. You can't just sit there and let the kid cry. You don't do that.
Right.
You don't do that. And you don't do that and say, but it's my kid and you just have to endure it. Unless you're on a plane and you got nowhere to go, then you know what? Fuck you. That's how I feel about it. If I'm on a plane, well, fuck you. You're gonna have to deal with this. You know, plane flight is not a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege. You know, I bought a ticket just like you, and I'm trying to get the kid to be quiet. The owner is out of her fucking mind. She's out of her fucking mind.
Yeah, and that's kind of her
deal. She's gotten
out of her fucking mind.
Yeah, how long has she been in business? How long has she been popular? I mean, it's a diner in Portland.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't there, so
and she's not Greek, so no. How
yeah, how is she
how popular
the shit is going?
She has a goofy, she has a crazy attitude, and people love her for that shit.
Her staff don't like
she's
her.
She's rude, of course,
because she's rude to them.
I'm sure she is.
Her staff don't like her. You know, the parents probably aren't responding correctly as far, especially if it's a first child. Usually by that second or third child, you're like, fuck it.
They're running. You think they're running the
they're
guilty.
Running the my child is special game.
They're running the rich child game.
Yeah, my child is special.
Which is the worst game you can run in that situation. Yeah. They could get a lot more sympathy from people if they were just like, we're just having a good time. This diner had a lot of notoriety.
Yeah.
And we came here because we thought that we'd be instead of running the shoes crying and babies cry and we're rich and we're vacationing.
And babies do cry. Little bitty bit. But I mean, there's things to do. You know what to do to get your kid to stop crying. It's just, do you want to do it?
Right.
You know, because children cry. That's what the fuck happens. Children fucking cry.
Not
for an hour.
Well, there's that. There's
unless
that.
They're going to bed, and you just got to deal with
but
it.
But there's that, and then there's the you get used to the
to cry, and it's not a big deal
it's not
that
as
they're
grating.
Crying.
Yeah,
right. For some people that don't deal with kids, like it's very great. It's like female comics' voices. Like it's very. I'm joking. It's very grating.
I always try to be empathetic of the public. I know I don't like when she was a baby. I don't like assaulting the public with my child. I don't like doing that. So I was quick to take her out of situations. We'll go outside. We'll go. I think I told the story. We were in H&M one time. She started wailing, and I walked outside with her, and I was kind of just standing at what mall were we in? Tyson's. And I was just kind of standing around with her and waiting for Amy to come out. And this guy saw her crying and like came over like
wait a minute,
snatching her or some shit like that.
What? He thought you were snatching her?
Yeah, I was just kind of standing there walking slowly back and forth like, come on, girl. She's mommy's coming out.
Right.
Everything's going to be fine.
Right.
Mommy's coming out. Because the first thing you do is when they wear diapers, you check the diaper.
Right.
You look and see if something's sticking them with their in their clothes.
Is there something wrong?
Is something wrong?
Is there something wrong, or are you just
want to be? You just want to be with mommy.
Right.
Okay. Well, you can't be with mommy right now.
Just
so
relax.
We're gonna go outside.
Right.
So we go outside. And we're just standing out in the middle of the mall. She's wailing, and this guy
it's the worst.
Sees her crying, and he like, and I saw it on his face. Like, is he taking that child? And he like came over by me, and I'm standing there. Now I'm staring him back in the face. I'm like, please say something to me.
How far away was he?
Please. Maybe 10 feet.
Okay.
First of all.
I was like, please.
What black man steals babies?
Say something to me. And I'm standing here.
We don't steal babies.
Because at that time, she was white with red hair.
We don't steal babies.
Like, and I'm running nowhere.
That's Steve Harvey's joke.
I'm standing in one spot.
We don't steal babies.
Like, please. Say something to me.
What was he going
to
do?
Say something to me. Just
was he Middle Eastern?
No, was a white guy. At that point, I was like, I don't even care what you think.
Did he really come over to you? And
he like walked. He looked at me, walked towards me, and then walked
away.
Like past me.
Right.
And He was checking it out.
Yeah. He was checking
and I was
it
like,
out. Okay.
And the whole time I stared
the
at
white
him.
Check.
I stared him in the face the whole time.
Right.
When he walked by me like 2 feet away from me, I stared at him and I'm like, please God. Ask me who she is. Ask me what she is to me so I can explode all over you. Because that's what's going to happen.
Because at that point,
I'm going to explode all over you.
Because at that point, you've heard your daughter cry for
exactly.
a good amount of time.
Exactly.
And you're pissed off at her.
Yeah.
But you can't really bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up right now. Yeah.
You can't shake
You can't say that to her.
And I'm not going to shake
her. That's your little girl.
And only because I was in my 30s. You know, if I had been in my 20s, I might have shook the shit out of her.
But I have my 30s, triumph that.
Yo, you got the triumph. And I was like,
for reference,
when that dude walked by, I was like, let me tell you something.
Dang, I got a show to go to.
If you say something to me.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right. If you say something to me and my wife don't come out here, you're going to get your ass beat by a man holding a baby.
There are many things.
That's what's
going to
happen.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
What you going to do? Punch me? I got a baby in my hands, though.
What happened to you?
This is the hot dog stand
People
in Chicago.
People go there for the Chicago hot dogs and also for the extremely hostile staff. See, they put down the customers who in turn yell back at them. It's a tradition. It's fun. It's intense. It's very, very vulgar. All right? We thought as an experiment, we would send to the Wiener Circle the nicest, most polite person we know,
fantastic.
Jack McBrayer of 30 Rock.
They started with Jack McBrayer.
Jack McBrayer.
Such,
the sweet
face.
White
Such
boy.
Such a nice guy. We wanted to see how Jack would handle this incredibly abusive environment. Here now is his report.
What the hell you want to eat?
Get in line. Let's go, Nick.
Who needs a hand?
Barefoot people.
$35. My tip.
Help us get out welfare.
Step up, you gang bangers.
Hey, you fucking gang bangers.
I'm here right outside the Wiener Circle. Thanks so much for sending me here. I'm real excited. I've heard great things, and it looks like there's a lot going on in there. So come on, let's go check it out.
It's not even done. Why are you?
It's hot back here.
You just ain't lying.
He's so goofy.
Next hungry bitch in line.
man, step up.
What you want?
I don't know the difference between a Vienna red hot and a char dog.
What char dog? What cheddar burger?
I'm talking to you.
I'm letting you know. I just want a hot dog.
I'm talking to you, motherfucker.
I would like a regular char dog. And mustard and ketchup.
Where's my money?
Bitch, that's a char cheddar dog.
Hey, wipe your face. You sweat like a motherfucker. What's going on? You need to stop doing them drugs, motherfucker.
I don't do that.
He's not doing them drugs.
They are rough.
What the f***?
You see how deep that line is?
You look like Annie the orphan. This woman has blue hair.
Blue hair.
And green hair. She called him the gingerbread man.
I'm a paying customer.
They rattling shit at it.
Put the fab in there. Thank you.
Look, you see how much money is in that tip jar?
People love this shit.
Whoever the f*** gave you that toupee, that f***ing rude.
I'm going to leave.
I don't give
you
a f***.
You're going to be very rude. I'm coming back with a friend, and you will be very sorry.
Yeah, Phil. You ain't your friend. You're going to be very sorry.
Bring your motherfucking friend.
And now, see, this is what they did. Let me tell you what they did. They sent him in. They sent him in as the, hey, white people, feel bad.
Yeah.
Feel bad for him.
For him.
Now, what they're going to do now is bring in
Triumph.
The insult comic guy.
See, white people, some dirty motherfuckers.
It's diabolical, man.
Some dirty demon motherfuckers. These po-ass black people found a job where they can curse out white people.
And got a deep line.
And got a good line.
Deep line.
Good.
They get it. Killing them tips.
Drunk white people on cocaine and ecstasy. And they going to bring this nasty ass dog. Now Triumph is showing up. Let me guess. He gonna come in.
Trump is about to show out, dude.
Next bitch in ghetto and raggedy ass dog be like,
who's calling who a bitch?
Oh yeah,
skanky smurf. You listen to me, Queen Laquifa. Listen to you and your mouth. Do you kiss your pimp with that mouth?
See, white people can laugh now. Because you see the psych, do you see the psychology behind this shit though?
A dog?
The dog, but it's not a dog.
It's a white dude. It's a white man.
It's a fucking white dude.
Robert Smigel.
It's some fucking dirty motherfucker.
By the way,
they brought Jack McBrayer in there. Hey, white people, do y'all shitty they treated him? And then they go, aw. And they say, yeah, send that dirty ass black dog in there with a white man's voice. Queen like Queefa, you motherfuckers. I see through your shit.
That's perfectly natural where he comes from. Why are you so mean to this kid? His sisters used to tease him mercilessly, especially during sex.
That's not true.
Don't be ashamed.
You know why you guys work for tips? Because no one will stick the whole thing in. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you didn't go to high school.
Oh, no, you didn't go to high school.
Wash your ass today.
Yes. This is like the dog.
Oh, no, you didn't. Yeah. Your mama's and your daddy's. And your sister's cold, and your uncle's mouth. That's right, I said it, and you know I'm gonna stick my head in the marble sofa where the faces fall off, and the juice says, you ain't all that. That's what you gonna take me out.
This is a dog. This is a dog puppet saying.
She is arguing with a puppet. Do you understand psychologically? You know how single she is. You know how single she is to argue with this dog, with a puppet dog. Do you know how single she is?
Put Jack back there
to have no emotion.
Right.
to have enough emotion.
800-588-2300 Empire, bitch.
588.
I keyed. Hurts for things. Words matter. Seriously.
Seriously.
Yelling at people like this for a living. How do you sleep in your car at night? Holy sh! I didn't know Tyler Perry worked here. I love you, Medea, bitch.
Is your owner Jewish?
Hey, leave the nerd on my arm out of here.
Is your owner Jewish?
Oh, man, nothing gets past you.
Yeah, whatever.
Especially carbohydrates. Oh, yeah. Up here. Up top, bitch.
Crowd is the crowd in line
of course,
is loving
of
him.
Course the white kids
like
love
Nicki Minaj minus the everything. Can we work for you?
No,
we want to show you how it's done. Come on. No, we're coming in there and showing you how it's done.
Char dog.
You want a char dog? How about a shut the up with G?
Right? So Jack and Triumph went behind the counter.
Find it on Jack. Relish, onion, disinfectant.
Yeah, I'll take a hot dog chart.
Jack, take this guy. I gotta get him out of here.
Do you want this wiener to go, or would you like to shove it up your ass right here?
Very good. Very good. Shut up.
That's good.
That's not bad.
Bitch, tip.
This would be a good thing for David Carter.
Put your hand down.
You listen, I have your food coming at you. Oh, I don't.
Yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does.
It's a good role for David.
You'd have to thought about it. We got to put this on the website.
This shit is hot.
We got to put this video on the website.
She put a titty on Triumph.
Now, you see how her emotions work? Like, she was yelling at him. 5 minutes ago. This is the blue hair, green hair.
Let me tell you, young brothers, about black women.
The reason why she was so upset is because she ain't had nobody.
Let me tell you, young brothers, about black women or about women in general. If they mad at you,
if they mad,
you can turn that.
The green haired, blue haired woman just put her titties all in. A puppet dog's face.
You can turn that shit around.
A puppet dog.
You can turn that shit around. That anger, if a woman is showing strong emotion towards you,
right.
She's feeling you.
Yeah.
She's feeling you. You can turn that shit around. What happened to this kid? What's he in now?
Jack McBrayer?
Yeah.
He's in the... Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. He vomits.
He's vomiting on some bitch. Triumph vomiting on some bitch.
All right.
Her man is mad, but he ain't doing shit.
He's
vomiting on some bitch.
All right. We got to wrap up.
Yeah,
I got to go to the show.
Listen, people. Thanks so much for coming in today. I actually got to cook. I got to cook some dinner, and I got to go to the grocery store. Thanks so much for coming in tonight. The three of us were here with y'all. We hope you guys enjoyed this. As always, enjoy bringing it to you. Hit us with your emails. Even if you don't have a husband who has a gay guy coming at him, just
right.
Hit us with some emails.
Hit
review
us
on Stitchers and iTunes.
Hit us with your reviews.
I will be at the Improv August 13th, 14th, and 15th with Joey Diaz.
I'm going
it's
to that show.
Be a beast.
I'm going to that
Looking
show.
Looking to have a good time. Thanks to anybody who came to see
Dave Siegel's
taping. It was a beast. We had a great time in the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, what you got coming up?
Nothing.
You got nothing,
nothing
coming up?
No. Nothing will be a beast.
Thanks to Gershon Wynn, who came out to see us at
Specific Ignorance.
What's it called? Specific Ignorance. Specific.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yes, sir. We had
a
great time. So thanks to anybody who comes out.
We'll be
doing it again.
We'll be doing the show at the Draft House, though, right?
We are going to do that.
We got to do a July
talking to
in August
about that. So we will be doing
We're also going to have a little bit of romaine and lettuce coming back.
Yeah.
We're going to try and take it to the main stage.
Yeah.
I was talking to Colleen about that. So,
here we go.
So listen, hit us on our social stuff. You know what it's at. And as always, we enjoy doing the CR and we bring it to you guys. We hope you enjoy today's podcast. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
And we are three guys on. The three of us came strong today. And we are out.
Yo, fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Lampin' light and gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was tossing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon the Fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced and scum of the slum. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81. Sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Give fly permission. Hold the fuck up. I'll fasten your wig. Bad luck. I'll humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Jew Ali. Came in trees. We like the Genovese. Sasso. Season these degrees. It's Earth. 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst. Split the megahertz.
Hey yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth. Talk. Verbal foul. Hole. Connect. Thoughts to make my man chow.